And will economy will always be good for you while there are wars going on in the world, won't it?
There's always money in mayhem, James.
Thank you very much indeed. David is next. I'll be back Monday evening at 7. Keep it Talk Radio, whatever you're doing.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juicen are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tank driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m, only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juiceandquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease!
Don't ignore the it's the law to have a work. Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Don't break down now. I've got friends round tonight.
Oh, don't break down now. I've got to open the shop.
Whether you're running a home or a business, you'll want a boiler that won't let you down. With a new one from British Gas, you'll not only get £400 off, you'll get a fixed price guarantee and a 5-year warranty for added peace of mind. But I'm getting to it, Wilbur. You only have until 31st of March to get £400 off. Search British Gas or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoon. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's 1 o'clock. It's Friday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, French soldier shoots Louvre attacker, end power bills to rise, and jump contestant injured before the show starts.
Talk Radio.
British tourists are being advised to be cautious in Paris after a man armed with a machete tried to attack a group of soldiers patrolling at the Louvre Museum. French authorities are treating it as a terrorist-related incident. Security expert Will Geddes has told Talk Radio the attacker shouted, "God is great" in Arabic.
One of the soldiers was attacked by this individual. He shouted, "Allah Akbar," and he had two backpacks with him as he was trying to enter the Louvre by one of the basement cafes. But he was, in fact, shot in the legs.
Downing Street says no Britain are believed to be caught up in the shooting. Energy company Npower is being forced to justify a price hike which could see more than a million customers' bills rise. Ofgem doesn't see any reason for the increase, but the firm is blaming putting up charges by almost 10% on wholesale costs. High Court judges have blocked another legal challenge against the government over leaving the EU. Claimants are trying to fight plans for the UK to exit the single market. It comes as Theresa May is meeting EU leaders at a summit in Malta as part of efforts to build relationships beyond Brexit. A police officer has admitted getting a 14-year-old girl to perform an intimate act during a Skype call. Alistair Loper had several online video chats with two teenagers between December 2013 and April 2014. The 37-year-old, who's been suspended by the Metropolitan Police, will be sentenced next month. And one of the celebrities on the jump has pulled out before the TV show has even started. Model Vogue Williams will be replaced by Amy Williton after injuring her knee during training for the winter sports contest. Olympic gymnast Lewis Smith has told Talk Radio he's not nervous about the risks.
I love adrenaline. I love racing. You know, when I was younger, I used to do a lot of inline skating at skate parks, BMXing, downhill mountain biking. So, you know, a lot of people don't know that about me, and I kind of have that streak in me already. So this is right up my street.
What was the story about the jump?
a model injured herself training for it, so she's not going to be able to take
pulled
part.
Out before she started.
Pulled out of the programme.
That's never good advice. Also, congratulations for getting the wrong word in the first sentence of today's news.
Would the first sentence I said was "Thanks, John," and that was accurate.
Is that a sentence? Yeah, that was accurate. To be fair, that was accurate.
So you're inaccurate.
Second sentence.
Okay, fine.
So was he shot in the shoulder?
No. A soldier.
Oh.
Shot the Louvre attacker.
In the shoulder? No.
No.
In the legs?
No. I accidentally...
Yes. I know, but I enjoyed it. I mean, we all did.
Well, I know that you enjoy it when I make mistakes.
Yeah, but
you
I do.
Like to highlight
Not in a
them.
Bad way. I actually... No, but it's... is human. We all like that happens. It's not... you're not a robot. You're not pre-recorded like Ben, lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're a professional. You turn up. You do it live. And we all like that.
Okay.
And so when the odd mistake happens, we're all happy with it. I make lots.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I?
I wouldn't know.
No, you don't listen.
Exactly.
At all.
Only when you have good stuff on it.
That's every moment! Do you listen back to your own bits? Is that what you do?
Do you know what? Very rarely.
But you do.
No, I listen back...
Do you listen back to Bonus News?
Do you know what? The other day I did, but that... I bet it's so rare I bother to do that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Today's bonus news, Victoria does bonus news at 2:30 to make the time up because her bulletins are shorter. Vegetable news.
It's a really good day for vegetable news.
Well, so I expect you to be happy about this.
Yeah, but also I would have even been happy with mineral news.
Oh!
Because there's...
Don't spoil it now. Maybe it's vegetable and mineral news.
Oh, maybe I should do that. Brucey bonus. Because
Vaginal. No, that's wrong.
Oh.
I mean, that sounds...
That could get us in a lot of trouble.
I mean, let's not do that. Let's absolutely not do that.
I'm sure you'd enjoy that one.
Let's do...
But, John, it's not appropriate to ask that sort of thing.
Mineral news. Mineral. Quickly, do the weather. Quickly.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What's the weather, Victor?
Heavy rain and gales to the southwest of England and Wales. Yeah. Bright spells and scattered showers elsewhere.
Yeah.
Highs of 11 degrees.
Oh my God, you got that wrong as well.
Well, I'm distracted by your proposal.
It's just a number.
I couldn't right. stop thinking about your proposal, John.
It wasn't a proposal. it was very far from that. It's 1:05. It's got a bit Friday already, hasn't it? Let's do Friday.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea captain John Terry says even if the Premier League leaders beat Arsenal at Stamford Bridge tomorrow, it won't guarantee them the title. The Blues are 9 points clear at the top of the table. Terry told TalkSport there's still a lot more football to be played.
I think it could be a big 3 points the weekend. I don't think it's the be-all and end-all. I don't think that'll be the end of it if we do manage to win the game, but it's a massive London derby, so I think it's going to be a real tough game.
On to tonight's action. Sheffield Wednesday aim to return to the playoff spots in the Sky Bet Championship. They go to Wigan. Finally, a back injury has forced Tiger Woods to pull out before his second round at the Dubai Desert Classic. The 14-time major winner could only manage a 5-over par 77 in his first round. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That was Ben, right, Chloe? That was Ben with the pre-recorded sport and Victoria with the live news. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Oh, look. Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell.
Oh.
5-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner. Full
suit. Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Can you smell Cornelius's barges?
If you want to be in my weather,
then we'll never know about your lobes. Are you a kebab?
I've only got so much lower back.
What am I going to do? I've had Christmas. I'll just shoot some dead author's ashes out of a cannon.
Sorry, what?
Gobbler's knob.
I would gently squeeze a fruit.
He wants Knowles.
Could you track down Ape Tinder?
What's Brenda?
For bearded women.
And it accidentally brushed my foot.
The trigger to get rid of ladders. Thick denier.
Oh, sad pandas.
Is solid pork.
Hey, mate, do you think, what do you think of the immigrants?
Guacamole making. We should worship Donald Trump.
Gropey fruit robot hands.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio. When I am bound to get on a job.
So, hello then to you, and welcome as together we run headlong into a Friday afternoon. It's Talk Radio 1 till 4, although of course if Russia attempts to hack it at any time that we are on air, we will of course bring you that as it happens. Welcome along to it. I am John Holmes, and just to reassure you in case you are concerned, today's show, let me be very clear about this, today's show is eminently available. There is, as you know from the news, a crisis. Now, this is on the front of a lot of papers today. There's a crisis today. Radio shows are being rationed at the moment because of poor growing conditions in southern Europe. You probably know this as well, most of the UK's radio shows are grown on broadcast farms in countries including Spain. And unfortunately, bad weather has affected stocks of those radio programmes, so restrictions have been put in place to ration radio. So if you're a radio customer, then the ration is just 3 hours of listening per day at the moment to let it all, you know, everyone's got to have a fair crack at it. So if you are listening, you just get 3 hours today because there's not enough to go round. The recommendation, and this comes from the highest level, is that you restrict yourself to the 3 hours that this show occupies. 1 till 4 in the afternoons on Talk Radio. Just to give you slightly more detail, what it is, it's bad weather in Europe, which is caused by Brexit, and it's prevented farms and the farmers therein from planting radio seeds correctly, okay? So, and of course, radio seeds planted by Spanish farmers are what makes UK radio programmes grow. So, there's a shortage. And radio show supplies, such as Radio 1, 2, 3, 4, no one listens to 3, but anyway, 5 as well, plus commercial networks have to compete to get what they can. So the good news for you is that budget radio stations like this one aren't so badly affected. So we actually use under-the-counter illegal radio programmes that we traffic in the back of lorries hidden beneath immigrants. Often, of course, the authorities search lorries for immigrants. But a clever smuggling move is that the real cargo isn't immigrants at all. It's programmes like Martin Roberts' Weekend Property Show. Anyway, more good news is that we're here till 4 o'clock. Hello, welcome. With a programme described by the French Prime Minister today as terrorist in nature. I am John Holmes. And I can tell you that while supermarket shelves may be empty of lettuce, well, our Friday afternoon shelf is rammed with the following. Headline Hijack is very much on the way. You know what Headline Hijack is? Well, let me tell you. It's where you put fake news into the news at 2 o'clock. That's it. It's where we celebrate fake news. That's what we do. Been doing it way before fake news was a thing. Lines are open to get your news lie to us. And it will be in Victoria's mouth by 2 o'clock. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
For today's Headline Hijack. Lonely Lunch Club as well on the way. Another lunching listener is inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the safe snowflake space. For those what are lunching alone. If you're lunching alone, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know why. And then we'd like to indulge you in idle chit-chat to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. And you'll get a souvenir gift prize. It's like on Radio 2 when Steve Wright gives away a I Chose the Oldies on Steve Wright in the Afternoon badge. We don't have that, but what we do have is a Talk Radio mug. And a colander. Details on the way. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry today comes from work experience Rob. He's got time off from photocopying cups of tea to come in here and preview your films for the weekend. There's then our Friday brand loyalty testing quiz. It's the end of the week quiz. 87222 if you'd like to take part in that. Cornelius just walked out. Victoria, can you do these catchphrases?
Start your message with the word talk.
Live music in the last half an hour as well today as we drag another busker in from the streets and force them to perform a live session for us at microphone point. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions. The day's big news analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. That is the news in haikus. Plus, of course, a man called Con. He's back now.
I'm back.
He's back now. We'll be in the lift reading out the texts and tweets we've received from trolls and haters over the past 5 days to either myself personally or to the Talk Radio account. So if you hate the show and hate me personally, then do feel free to get in touch because your text and tweet won't be reported to the authorities. Your abuse will not be blocked. What it will be is handed to Con as he steps into a lift and reads the abuse out loud live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. We call it Con Descending. It's Song Request Friday as well, so don't forget if you've got a speech or a talk you'd like to hear. We can't do music requests, we're not a music radio station. Simon Mayo sort of does that on radio too. We can't do it with music, but we can do it with speeches and talks as per our licence agreement with Ofcom. So request a speech or a talk. Maybe it's a special one, you know, all the words to, and you love to talk along with it. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk. Start your message with any word you like.
Ginger Dave not producing.
Good.
Yeah, he's good, isn't it? But apparently he's on some kind of, I don't know, university exchange trip to Paris. And tried to get into a student, got shot, I don't know. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window. It's Friday, Cass.
Come on, Cass.
It's Friday.
Come on. Friday. It's Cass, our assistant producer. She's there. Look. Look at her. Oh, all tattoos and hate.
I'm really excited because I don't have to see you for 2 days.
You are my sunshine.
Do not sing at me. Sunshine. Take his mic down. Take his mic down.
You make me happy.
And cons.
When skies are grey. You never notice how much I love you.
Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Until you take my sunshine away.
Chloe's on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe.
Hi
there. At least she is when she's not being distracted by a banana like yesterday. Victoria used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. She's down on her news.
That's not really true.
Okay. Aid intern Cornelius,
yes,
is here.
I am, yeah. Just about.
Proof if it were needed, that despite the shortage, we do have a vegetable in the studio. We're going to get
That's my lunch. Yeah.
Today's big story. You're your own lunch. With some music. Try and work out what today's big story that we'll be discussing next is from this.
Walking through a crowd, the village is aglow.
There it is. The big song for today's big story. What on earth could today's big story possibly be, however? That, of course, is Taylor Swift. Welcome to New York. Why would I be playing Taylor Swift's Welcome to New York from her album 1989? On what is, let's be honest, a talk radio station? Doesn't make any sense, does it? It's ridiculous. Why? But it's a talk radio station. Why on earth would I be... Stop clapping!
I can't help it. Clap along at home, everyone. Even if you're driving. Or not if you're driving, I've just been told.
Yeah.
More travel news with Jarena Adams in a bit.
Also, by the way, don't clap along if you're like a heart surgeon or something and you're listening at work.
Might help.
Or it won't. Or a vet. Or a prostitute. Don't clap if your job doesn't demand it. Anyway, why am I playing that? That's the question. Welcome to New York by Taylor Swift. Why? Stop clapping now. Play along at home. How does that link to today's big story? Cornelius, I know you're desperate
today's
to guess.
Big story.
Yes.
Brexit debate. Are we making a Swift Brexit?
Ooh.
Oh.
Maybe a tailor-made.
A tailor-made Swift Brexit.
Yeah. No, that's not it. Think again. Guess again.
Donald Trump.
No. No.
I haven't actually read a newspaper. Okay.
Come on. Taylor Swift, Welcome to New York. That's the song. What story
Welcome
does
immigrants
it link
to New York. Unwelcome.
No, they're not welcome, are they?
No. Welcome to the UK instead.
No.
No? Oh, racist.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the Louvre?
No.
No.
It's not that. Why would it be that? Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, no, shall I tell you?
Yes,
all
please.
All right, fine. It's New York.
New York's
it's
in the
It's otherwise known as the...
Big Apple.
Yes. The Big Apple.
Apple.
What is an what
Apple?
Is,
Apple are the top global brand. No, they lost out to Google.
No. What is an apple?
It's a fruit.
What's the opposite of a fruit?
A vegetable.
That's right. It's the vegetable crisis. It's on the front of the papers. It's in all the news, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's
yeah.
on the BBC website.
We have no vegetable. Spain are depriving us of vegetables now because... growing conditions in Spain means we have no lettuce, we have no broccoli, we had a courgette crisis last week. So vegetable crisis, vegetable rationing is the news today. We'll be talking about it next. We need a guest to do that with. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She has to get us a guest. Hi, Cass.
Get us a lettuce.
Get us.
I'm not getting you a lettuce because there aren't any.
Get me a Spanish.
Okay.
We'll talk to a Spanish about what they're doing with our vegetables next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Jet2 Holidays offer so much more than just a holiday. It's 2 to 5-star hotels. It's transfers, a rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage included. It's daily flights to amazing destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. It's the holiday you've always wanted. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. ATOL protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda, save money, live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml drink aware.
Standard MDF 1220 by 2440 by 9mm, just £9.54 a length. Trade essentials at Trade Point. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, around Derbyshire at the moment, the M1, we've got one lane closed off northbound between junction 30 and 31. It's all due to a car fire that is causing some slow traffic at the moment. Now, watch out around Newport Talbot as well. The M4 eastbound, the exit slip road is partly blocked. It is due to an accident, a lorry and car involved there at junction 40. The M6 through Staffordshire as well, northbound on the exit slip road at junction 15. We've got one lane blocked. I'm Poonam Verma.
This week, enjoy tasty meals with Lidl's organic range. For breakfast, try their organic cornflakes, only 99p. And for dinner, their organic filled pasta and organic pasta sauce, just £1.19 each. Delicious. See the full organic range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability, NOA vary, selected stores.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house get down in value? Will it get up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
23 minutes past 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Some of your reactions coming in. Cornelius has got them. Don't forget you can react to Talk Radio, of course, if you have a reaction and you don't really know what to do with it. Don't throw it away. That's the advice. Do not throw a reaction away. None are wasted. They could come in here. And we could make use of them, like these ones that have come into 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here we go.
Martin Roberts' show is unlistenable, in a listenable way, says senior producer at this station.
Stop you there, though.
What?
You can't say Martin Roberts. You have to sing it. Because we all know the rules.
Martin Roberts' show is...
No, he goes, Martin Roberts. Do it again.
Martin Roberts' show is unlistenable in a listenable way, who says a senior producer at this station who also called this national radio station a national disgrace.
Would you like to name them?
Nope, I won't, because I don't want to upset his presenter, Paul Ross.
Okay.
John, I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but Nigel Farage has got being far right down to an art. That's coming from political Shania Twain.
Thank you very much indeed, political Shania Twain. Do keep in touch.
We hear more from her.
I hope we do. I expect we will. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Right, should we talk about today's big story? Go on,
yes, please.
Let's do it. So then we learn from today's headlines that vegetables are being rationed. The leading supermarkets have restricted customers to just 3 broccoli.
All right.
Broccoli is the plural, of course. A single broccoli is called a broccolo. And limited lettuce, all of which rather makes a mockery of the whole 5-a-day thing, doesn't it? We can't even get 5 vegetables now. Supermarkets then seem to be plotting to kill us with scurvy. It's a return to the war, of course. This morning, if you were listening to Talk Radio this morning, Julia Hartley Brewer spoke to a pensioner on her programme, even though she was off today. And that pensioner was existing on powdered lettuce. That's all she'd got, this pensioner, powdered lettuce to eat. And just like she did in the war with an egg. And that pensioner, starved of leaves, died halfway through the call. Julia Hartley Brewer just laughed. And that's the situation we're in, thanks to the Spanish, who we do learn from the newspapers, cannot grow vegetables properly. It's poor growing conditions in Spain that's to blame, apparently. So on the line to defend their terrible attitude to greens is a Spanish. Hello, a Spanish.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
I'm a Spanish. My name is Marta. Hello.
Oh, are you?
I think we've met before.
Yes. Are you Marta from, like, a producer here and also presses buttons on our programme here in the afternoons, Marta, and does the paper review? Is that the same Marta you are?
Yeah. And, yeah, that is correct. Hello. Right.
And obviously, weirdly, you're named after a tomato, which is a fruit. So.
Yeah.
Why are you?
No, it's a fruit. That's true.
Why are you here? What? Because you've not been in all week. Why aren't you here? Chloe's been pressing the buttons all week, and not you. And Chloe is easily distracted by fruit because yesterday she was eating a banana, which meant she pressed the button 12 seconds after she was supposed to, leaving a big gap of silence.
Oh.
So hello, Marta. How are you?
I'm fine. Good. How are you? Well, John, I'm just having a bit of a snack here.
Yeah, you're on holiday, by the way. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm on holiday. I'm in Spain.
You're back in your home country in Spain.
Because
you are Spanish. In Barcelona?
Yes, that is correct.
Are you eating?
No. Why?
Are you eating?
Sounds like you're eating.
No, I'm not. How we talk here? Hello?
Marta, are you eating?
Yeah.
What are you eating?
I'm eating.
What are you eating?
Something.
What are you eating?
Wait.
Is it a lettuce?
Yeah.
Bloody Spanish.
Making a lettuce.
Honestly, right. Okay, well, listen, right, you are now speaking for a nation. You are speaking for your home nation, Marta, who works here, Spain, which is where you're from, as regular listeners will know from you on here.
I'm the only one who's awake at this time of the day.
You are in Spain, having taken a holiday from here, right? And your country, we learn from the papers, has misgrown lettuce. We've got none here. We've got no lettuce, right? We've been restricted. We're on rations. Mm-hmm. We're on powdered lettuce. And we've got none of that. We've got no other stuff. And it's your fault. The papers are saying it's Spain's fault. What do you say to that, Marta? Stop eating lettuce.
I mean,
you're just rubbing it in now.
I can't. Yeah, because, you know, it's everywhere.
It's not everywhere. You're hoarding it. You're Spain. We've got no lettuce. It's in the it's on the front of the papers. We've got no lettuce. You're just brazenly eating lettuce from in Spain on the phone, Marta.
Well, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to throw it away?
No, I want you to bring it here. Why don't you? When are you back? Away. When do you come back?
You want me to bring the lettuce?
When you come? When you back to work?
Oh, when? Next week.
Bring
Tuesday,
lettuce. Bring pack. Throw your clothes out. Fill your suitcase full of the lettuce, and bring it back for Britain. We want lettuce. We have no lettuce.
Why?
We're restricted, Marta. They've put restrictions on. They've rationed lettuce. It's in the paper.
Are you on a diet?
No, it's not that. We're only on 3 lettuce. And we're supposed to eat 5 a day of this stuff. And that's 3. We only have 3. What are you supposed to do?
I had to have a BT sandwich.
Listen to that. Listen to how he's suffering, Marta. Because you're Spanish. You've not grown the lettuce properly because of the weather. And you throw donkeys off clock towers. Don't you?
I bet they've been throwing lettuce. Have you thrown lettuces off towers?
No, they weren't lettuce. Because the vegan community in Spain, it's really big. And they wouldn't let us.
Oh, typical. See what I did there? Really rubbing it in.
Spain isn't even in the G8.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that? It's not. Spain's not allowed in the G8.
Are you not even in the gate?
Not even in the G8. Why are you?
Because we are really busy. Eating all these lettuce that we have. It's everywhere. Like this morning, I had to make a duvet out of lettuce leaves because I didn't know what to do with them. It's a crisis here as well.
You've got so much lettuce over
there. It's really bad, John.
You've got so much lettuce. We've got no lettuce. Is it a European lettuce?
Why do you want so much lettuce?
Is it a European? Is it European lettuce?
Yes.
Is it leaf or romaine?
I had that.
Leaf lettuce or a romaine is a lettuce, isn't it?
It's going to be a reaction.
Leaf or romaine.
I might still do it as a react.
Yeah. I would have laughed at that, but my mouth is full with lettuce, yeah. So I can't really risk it.
Go away. Right, that's Spain on the phone there. They've got all our lettuce. They're not letting it out. This country is bereft of lettuce. And we've got none. And it's her fault. It's Spain's fault, and that's Spain on the phone. What do you think? Do you think Spain are evil for keeping our lettuce and not growing it properly? We've got a vegetable shortage. It's in all the papers today. What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. A man has been shot and injured after an attempted attack on a group of soldiers patrolling at the Louvre Museum in Paris. It's understood a man became violent when he was told he couldn't go in with his two backpacks. Two machetes were found at the scene. One soldier sustained a head injury. France's Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says the attack was terrorist in nature.
My heart is full of recognition and gratitude to the police and the military, who are working in the context of an extremely high threat to our country to ensure the security of the nation and the protection of the French people.
There's no indication any Britons are involved, but travel advice to the city has been updated. Downing Street says it's concerned about price rises announced by Npower, which will add more than £100 a year to the average dual fuel bill. The company says the 10% jump next month is because of rising wholesale costs. Moscow is accusing the UK of taking a hostile stance over hacking. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says Russia was responsible for several cyber attacks aimed at destabilising the West. Cancer cases among women are forecast to rise six times faster than in men. A charity is putting it down to unhealthy lifestyles. And you might struggle to buy lettuce when you do your online shopping, with some supermarkets making them unavailable and even rationing them in stores. A mix of drought, followed by flooding and freezing conditions across Europe, has severely affected growers.
Just covered that.
Have you?
Yes.
I heard.
Yes. So, you know, good.
The weather, heavy
rain. Hitting the big stories there.
A shower's okay.
Sorry?
You said that it's affecting growers.
Are you eating and speaking?
No, I'm not.
At the same time?
He always does that.
Because it sounds disgusting.
You said growers are affected. A shower's okay.
That's an immature joke. Heavy rain and gales for southwest England and Wales. Bright spells and scattered showers elsewhere. Highs of 11 degrees. There's more in about 25 minutes.
There's we had a Spanish on the phone.
A Spanish?
Yes. So if you'd like to clip that up for your
Marta,
next bulletin.
Marta, who works on the show.
Marta, he's Spanish. She works on the show. She's gone back to Spain.
I heard her eating lots of lettuce.
Yeah. So they've got all the lettuce. So if you want to use a bit of that for insight and colour and comment on your next news bulletin when you talk about the lettuce.
Do you know what?
Feel free. I've heard you when Julie Hartley Brewer does interviews. I've heard you clip that up. Use that.
Yeah, quite often.
Feel free.
And she's horrible.
Yeah. So we had Spain on the phone. So you don't get straight from the horse's mouth. That was a horse they pushed off a clock tower. Probably.
Right. I might not clip that.
It's up to you. I'm just giving you content.
Thanks, John.
Welcome. Victoria's back in 25 minutes. She'll have the news. In that news will be a made-up news lie. That's right. A headline hijack, if you will, or even if you won't. But the number to get your made-up news lie to us, to hear it being broadcast as factual truth, is this 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Oh, you remember to do that today. That's
yeah,
good, isn't
yeah,
it?
I do.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. Yes, in the afternoons. Hello. Now, here's a thing. If you've seen the Sun newspaper today, I have it here. In case you haven't seen it, here it is. Just holding that up.
Let's see.
to the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
It's holding it up to the microphone. So anyone who hasn't seen the sun today can have a look at that. There you go. There we go. What you'll notice is that the sun's logo has changed.
Oh, yeah.
You know the iconic the sun?
Yeah.
The red top. The masthead. Right? Has changed. Obviously, it says the sun, right? Everyone's familiar with it. Been around for a very long time. Today, though, for one day only, iconic British artist David Hockney has reimagined the logo. Why has this happened?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's just a nice thing, isn't it? Get people talking.
Is it? Is that why?
Yeah, that's what... I mean, it trended on Twitter when it was announced yesterday.
Yeah.
So it seems to be quite successful as getting the word out there.
Well, it's anyway, what essentially it means is that, as the Sun rightly put on the front page, free Hockney for every reader. So it means that if you're holding a copy of the Sun today, you've got a bit of David Hockney's art. Mm. David Hockney, of course, iconic, as they
say. Yeah, I've stuck mine up. I framed it and stuck it up.
And the Sun logo?
Yeah.
Oh, iconic British artist David Hockney has reimagined this. Right, so I'm not going to describe it to you. I'm going to take the word of our iconic artist who is resident here at Talk Radio. It's work experience, Charlotte. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So you were excited by this, weren't you, Charlotte?
Yes, very excited.
So we've dragged you in here. Now, could you describe it for us? Describe that for us, first of all.
So... it's quite similar to the normal sun masthead. Mm. It's got an actual sun on it in white. And then what David Hockney has done is he's made some shadows on the actual, the words, the sun.
Yeah, it's not that good, is it? I mean, it's like...
No, it's all right.
I mean, it is fine. It is good. It is good. But what I mean, it's quite childlike.
Hmm. It's sort of Hockney style, though, isn't
Well, yeah, but the shadows don't quite work enough for me there, do they? Mm. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, anyway. So what we've done, I mean, it does look like he's just sort of done that in about a minute.
He did it with his thumb on an iPad.
Yes. Well, okay, fine. However, what we've discovered is, right, because that is now art, what we've done for one day only, like the sun have done, is we have done the same, I say we, Charlotte... our work experience, has done the same to the Talk Radio logo, okay, and turned it into this. It's the same. You've worked hard on this, haven't you?
Yep.
How long did it take?
Well, I set aside about 3 days to do this.
Yes.
But it actually took me 20 minutes.
Right, fine. And that included, like, the technical bits of downloading the logo in the first place to use, didn't it? The actual art bit took you a minute. So, but that's fine. And it's good. But if they can do it right, Charlotte, we can do it. So,
exactly.
So tell us what you did to the Talk Radio logo.
So, what I've done is I've put some white lines around the microphone,
yep.
The white microphone. I really wanted the microphone to pop, stand out.
Yeah.
And then I put some white shading around the red Talk Radio words. I tried to copy David Hockney on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it pop, look a bit different. I also went to use paint. I wanted that vintage look.
Sort of Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is what it looks like he's done there, to be fair to him.
Yep.
I've,
what have you done?
I've gone onto the Talk Radio Twitter and replaced it as our logo.
Have you?
Yeah.
Someone's going to notice that.
Yeah, I know.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got the Twitter account. Log in, haven't you?
Yeah.
Would you like to give that password out
I'm
on
just
air?
Because
then loads
no.
of people. Because then everyone can have a go at it. You're going to tweet that now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Have a look at Talk Radio on Twitter, and we've reimagined the Talk Radio logo. Done by Charlotte's Fair Art Hand.
Yep.
Just the Sun have done today. One day only. But, you know, David, it looks. I mean, it is good, but. It doesn't like it took him very long. So we've done the same. We've got a work experience. He's David Hockney. He's like one of the best artists in the world. And you have emulated that within a minute.
Yep.
So that you are good.
Yep.
I mean, that and that, Charlotte, is art.
Thank you.
Charlotte, I'm going to call you from now on.
That sounds like quite an offensive...
Yeah.
Never mind. It's a different word that you probably don't know and we can't discuss.
Fine, tell me off air. So you've now tweeted, you've now replaced the Talk Radio logo on Twitter.
I'll tweet something as well.
Fine. Shall we take a bet on how long it is before somebody who works downstairs sees that and you get in some trouble?
Yeah.
How long do you think?
I reckon it could be up there for a good 20 minutes. I reckon it'll be up there till 2.
Charlotte, how long do you think before someone notices what we've just done to the Twitter account?
Probably 5 minutes.
Okay, which is twice as long as it took you to do it, so that's good. right, okay, so that's at Talk Radio if you want to have a look at our Charlotte, David Hockney inspired one day only new logo. Thank you, Charlotte. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of it, there will be a Lonely Lunch Club member inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. And, of course, today's Headline Hijack. Talk Radio, Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Switch to electric this February because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electric February.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda, save money, live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml drink aware.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juicen are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tank driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juicenquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Do watch out around Derbyshire on the M1 northbound due to a car fire between junction 30 and 31. One lane is closed off. The M4 going eastbound at Neathport Talbot at the moment. One lane's closed off. It is due to an accident involving two vehicles. That's partly blocking the M4 eastbound at junction 40 with congestion back to junction 41. The M6 northbound through Staffordshire on the exit slip road at junction 15 as well. One lane closed off due to ongoing work. I'm Poonam Verma.
This week, enjoy tasty meals with Lidl's organic range. For breakfast, try their organic cornflakes, only 99p. And for dinner, their organic filled pasta and organic pasta sauce, just £1.19 each. Delicious. See the full organic range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability, NOMI vary, selected stores.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good. Well, good afternoon. Let's be honest. That's what you are being wished by me just then. The news. Just looking through it, of course. You know about what's going on in France. An attacker with a machete tried to get into the Louvre, shot by a soldier, we're hearing. In the legs is one report, in the abdomen is another. Of course, Victoria will have the details with you In the 2 o'clock news, of course. So that's happening. Other things that have happened. The Sun has resigned its logo, apparently. So.
No, it's not.
What?
They've redesigned it.
Yep. Yeah, but the man who does the tweets here has put resign there.
Yeah, well...
So David Hockney has resigned a logo.
I know.
I know the word is redesign, and you know that. But
so did my email to him.
Yeah, but they put resign there. I mean, that makes no sense. But yeah, but no, you're looking at it. You see, you Cornelius, are you a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of person? Be honest.
I'm an empty person.
Right,
now.
I know that. But you know as well as I do that makes no grammatical sense. The Sun drafted in David Hockney to resign a logo. The word is redesign, not resign, right? But the good news is they've put that on our Twitter feed. However, it's in keeping with all our other tweets, which are grammatically inept. So it actually works. Do you see what I mean? Now look at it from that point of view. Yeah? Anyway, we've redesigned the Talk Radio logo in a David Hockney style, just like the Sun today. And you can have a look at it at Talk Radio if you want. It took us a minute. It took Charlotte, our work experience, a minute. Charlotte. Anyway, what I was getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
I cannot get my head around it.
Many things. We explain the news. Sorry. As regular listeners will know, we explain the news by subjecting it to the onslaught of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Seven strike misery to end and return to normal crap service.
The news! In haiku.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And thence to the Lonely Lunch Club. So, this is a club. It's exclusive. Not everybody can become a member of this club. To get into this club, what you need to be is a lonely luncher. A lonely what lunch? Somebody who is lunching alone. It gets you inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. But only if you come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone. And what you're having for lunch. And be happy to indulge yourself in some idle chit-chat that will make you fewer lonely. That's Lonely Lunch Club. We do it every day. Making the world a fewer lonely place. A day at a time. Holly's on the phone. She's lonely. Hello, Holly.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Holly. I'm good, thank you. Yes.
Good to talk. Not lonely.
No, I'm not because you know now. Frankly, I'm talking to you, and there's nowhere I'd rather be, Holly. There's nowhere.
Well, thank you, John.
You're very welcome. You've just come back from the busiest time of your year, I guess, haven't you?
Kind of.
Christmas. Yeah. I mean, you get a lot of Holly. You get a lot
because your name's Holly.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Well,
he does do that.
I get that joke a lot. I'm actually born in October, I wish it was December. Could you imagine it'd be so cool?
It would, wouldn't it? Your parents named you Holly. I mean, you know,
okay, don't laugh.
They could have called
my parents. Oh. My parents tell me that they named me actually after a dog, which is so embarrassing. A dog called Holly.
After a dog?
Not actually the plant. I know a dog. This is. I need a new life. John, help me.
I will help you. This is, my main goal today was to help you through your lunchtime, but now I think there's deeper issues we need to deal with.
I think I need a new name.
Your parents named you after a dog?
Yeah, I don't really know what was happening. My mum, after I was born, was just saying, oh yeah, there was this dog on TV that I loved, so I named you Holly. I'm like, what?
What?
I know. You need to talk to my mum for me.
Well, at least you're not called Wellard. I mean, that was another... TV dog. I mean, there are a lot of TV dogs, aren't there? You've got off lightly.
Could
have had Lassie.
Wellard.
Digby, the biggest dog in the world, famously from the film. Other TV dogs? Anyone? Bouncer? You could have been called Bouncer.
Clifford.
Clifford, yeah.
The big red dog, yeah? Mm. Scooby.
Scooby. Scrappy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm feeling any better about the situation.
Well, I don't know. I think you should, because you did get off lightly. I mean, it could have gone...
Yeah.
I mean, imagine being called Scooby. I mean, you could have... I suppose it's better than being called Shaggy.
Oh, my goodness.
That would have been awful, wouldn't it?
Can you imagine?
Imagine that at school. That would be terrible.
I would have been bullied.
Mm. Okay, well, look, Holly.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I've got a bit of a cough.
Oh, bless you. Holly,
but thank you. No, that's what you say when you sneeze, not cough. But anyway... well, look, your parents with their weird dog obsession, dog session. Aside, why are you lunching alone, Holly? Why?
Oh, so basically, I started a new job this week, and I'm a receptionist at an estate agency. So I don't actually sell any houses. I'm kind of like working my way up.
Yeah.
But everybody's kind of just left the office, and people are out on viewings, and it's just kind of me and not many other people. So obviously, I'm quite new. So I'm just, I thought I'd just, get in touch.
Yeah, well, and we appreciate it. We very much do. And so is there, what's it, you're our insight into the housing market in many ways now, because there are people listening to this going, oh, what's the housing market doing? Should I put my house on the market? Should I move? Should I look at property? Where are we, Holly? Give us a professional insight, if you would.
Well, this is the thing, John. Right? I've only literally just started, and I've never actually sold houses, I said.
Yeah.
And they don't really trust me at this moment in time, so I'm kind of just answering phones and emails. So maybe in a couple of months, if I call you back, I could literally sell you a house. But at this moment in time, I'm literally just like making tea when clients come in, and... I'm trying to grasp the concept.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's working your way up from the ground level, and I admire that, Holly. I in many ways, I do.
Oh,
I think that's,
thank you.
I think that's right, and I think you're an important. You're the gatekeeper, really, aren't you? To the properties, really. You're the first port of call when people phone up. You're the first port of call when people come in. Where are you, Holly? Actually, in the country? I didn't ask you that.
I'm in Chatham in Kent.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I actually live from Beckley Heath, but I travel down to Chatham. So, yeah, it's all really cool. I love Chatham Kent.
Chatham and Kent. I mean, Chatham is a hole, but but it's good that you're there. I have to go through it on the train. I live in Kent.
All right.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, down in Kent, Holly.
Oh.
And I have to go through Chatham on the train. And I'll be honest, when I do, I close my eyes and I.
Yeah, I'd say move. I know Bexley Heath and Chatham quite well.
Yeah.
I'd say moving from one from Bexley Heath to Chatham. I describe that as a new low.
I know, but it's a job. Come on, guys.
That's right. No,
we're not knocking it. We're not having a go.
We're not knocking it, Holly. That's absolutely fine.
Okay.
All right, so what are you having for lunch? That's another important question.
So basically, on the train coming down to work today, my sandwiches completely got squished. So I went to a burger fan around the corner, put it on the grill, and I'm now eating a Trizzo burger.
A burger?
It was Friday, so I'm allowed a burger.
I agree. I'm not knocking that either, frankly.
Okay.
I think that's absolutely fine. It's Friday. That's the indulging day into the weekend with a burger. Good work, Holly.
It is.
All right. Now look, what we can give you, Holly, and just between me and you.
Okay, between us.
I'll be honest, there's no one else listening. But is a gift prize, because you are. I mean, you'll be the first to admit you are now fewer lonely than you were earlier, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And now we induct you into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, and it means that you get a gift prize.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you're going to hear now is some awful music. Here it comes. Now, over the top of this awful music, you'll hear a list of gift souvenir prizes, a souvenir of your time with us. Each one will have a little description. You get to choose one of them, and we'll send it to you to either Chatham or Bexley Heath, your choice. Okay.
So, brilliant.
So, ears down, Holly. This is what you could be getting. Here we go.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, Talk Radio, where if Julia Hartley Brewer had her way, the online team would redesign.
And this,
today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Yes, written with all the words correct. And we also have a Twitter handle, @newsinhaikus, which I remain, so the words remain correct.
Good. And what's their Twitter handle?
News_haikus.
A Talk Sport mug.
Currently on Talk Sport. There's probably a unknown footballer from the past.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Written by John Holmes.
Hello. Yes, it's a book I wrote.
Yeah,
it's
no one cares.
All right, fine.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Can I just point out that I will be talking about my book to an audience in a...
We're going
to... In a Q&A at Olympia tomorrow at 4 o'clock as part of the Destinations Travel Show. A little Q&A. You're talking about my book, me. If you want to come along to that,
no.
Go to the website.
I don't want to come
Olympia
along to that.
Destinations, it's called.
No,
Google it now.
No,
get a ticket. Come along.
It.
Come and meet me. Come and say hello.
No,
come and say hi.
Don't meet him.
I'll sign your face with a pen.
I'm a fool.
I know you did.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
You've missed one.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, imagine a book written by that idiot. TalkSport 2. Imagine a TalkSport without all the guests that you've never heard of and elbows.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Colin Murray left TalkSport last year. He's not on TalkSport because he's not a footballer.
Yeah.
He's
got some calendars.
He had these calendars when he was on it.
And he left, so they threw him in a skip.
A skip.
Holly. So we got them out of the skip, and we've got them to give away. They're out of date, but it doesn't matter. We've got loads of them.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
And when we ask for a calendar, we ask the online team to sort it out. So that's why we have a colander to give away.
Because they can't write. So, okay, what do you think you would like as a gift, Holly?
I mean, there's a lot of choice, but I think I'm going to go for the Talk Radio mug, please.
The Talk?
I can have it on my desk.
Right, yes, you can. And imagine that, greeting clients as they come in. And
that way, it
makes you our only marketing. So that's good.
Oh.
Good. Holly, pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed. Lovely Holly there, receptionist at an estate agent's in Chatham. Houses there worth £2. Headline, if you'd like to be, by the way, in the Lonely Lunch Club, here's an email. What can make you do it?
I don't know.
It's lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Right then, we are moments away from the news at 2 o'clock. It contains lies, because that's what we do every single day. It's fake news, writ large. Far more fashionable around these parts than it is anywhere else, because we embrace it. And we've been doing it long before fake news was a thing. We call it Headline Hijack. Who's today's winner? Who's got their made-up news story in the news? Which is next?
It's Chris.
Chris. Hi, Chris. Where's Chris from?
Portsmouth.
Good. Chris is in Portsmouth. He or she has their made-up news story in the news with Victoria, which is next. On the way in the next bit, work experience punditry. Are you experiencing a film shortage? Do you think, what should I watch at the weekend? Wonder no more, because Rob, our work experience, is here to preview the weekend's films. There will be a man in a lift later. He's called Con. Hello.
Hi.
He'll be in a lift reading out the texts we get from the haters and the trolls as the lift travels downward through the building. It's called Condescending. Still time to get your hate in if you want to. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's an end of the week quiz. EOTW. End of the week quiz on the way as well. Big debate at 3, of course. Some other stuff probably. I haven't checked. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's a Friday. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Thompson, our family life holidays are created especially for families to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when your kids burst with joy at one of our kids' clubs. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Kids clubs subject to availability and on selected holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Don't break down now. I've got friends round tonight.
Oh, don't break down now. I've got to open the shop.
Whether you're running a home or a business, you'll want a boiler that won't let you down. With a new one from British Gas, you'll not only get £400 off, you'll get a fixed price guarantee and a 5-year warranty for added peace of mind. But, I'm getting to it, Wilbur. You only have until 31st of March to get £400 off. Search British Gas or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yeah, kinda. It's 2 minutes past two. Good afternoon. Friday. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, terrorist shot at Louvre. Brexit legal challenge blocked and cancer gender difference.
Talk Radio.
French soldiers have shot and wounded a man armed with a machete in Paris. He tried to enter the Louvre Museum but lunged at security and when challenged shouted "God is great" in Arabic. Soldiers opened fire, seriously injuring the attacker. France's Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has confirmed it's been treated as a terrorist-related incident.
As I speak at the Louvre, an officer tasked with providing security to the Louvre Museum was visibly assaulted as part of an attempted attack which was terrorist in its nature. We must be prudent.
And power standard tariff customers will see gas and electricity prices rise almost 10%, adding around £100 a year to bills. The firm is blaming the hike, which will come into effect next month, on an increase in wholesale energy costs. A fresh legal challenge against the government over Brexit's been blocked. London's High Court had started hearing a case from claimants who are against the UK quitting the single market. They believe it's a separate issue from Britain leaving the EU, but judges disagreed. Legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg, who's outside the court, says the legal challenge was triggered too early.
The way that the judges were talking when I was leaving court a few minutes ago was to say that really this application is premature and that really the applicants should come back later once the government has made up its mind.
A charity is warning cases of cancer among women are likely to rise six times faster than for men by 2035. It's estimated 4.5 million women will be diagnosed with the disease over the next 20 years. Cancer Research UK is partly blaming obesity and smoking, but says the fact they're drinking more is also responsible. And customers at several UK supermarkets are struggling to buy some vegetables as stores ration supplies. Poor weather conditions in Europe has led to the shortage. That's the end of the news.
Oh, did you not use my interview with the Spanish earlier?
No.
Oh, because I interviewed a Spanish.
I know.
About the vegetable crisis. That's the big story.
You're just repeating yourself.
I know, but
over
I don't know
and
why
over
you would.
And over and over
why wouldn't again. You want to use that?
Do you know what, John? You can find out more at half two.
I wonder what you were going to say then. You can.
Can you read the first story again about what the man shouted?
Yes, that was interesting.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, no, but what
no,
did,
no,
God
what
did, is great.
No,
Arabic.
Sorry. Can you read, it,
just
how
read
you,
it?
How you wrote it?
No.
Just give it a quick read there. If you give it a quick, give it a quick read.
No.
Yeah, don't
leave
fight.
Me alone.
Don't. Oh, Cornelius has stolen
so
the script.
Fed up of you.
The man entered the Louvre and shouted, "God is great" in Arabic.
Did he? Is that what happened in France?
Why are you asking?
Well, I just wonder what he shouted.
It's just an odd thing to shout, isn't it?
Did he come in and just go, "God is great" in Arabic? Is that what that is that?
In is that Arabic, what? He shouted, "God is great." Is that better?
Well, I mean, both ways were good. Mm.
God is great in Arabic. It's just a weird thing
I
to
think
shout.
God is great in all languages, guys.
Me as well, actually. And I think all, you know, and that's the point we should be making,
yeah.
Isn't it? Is that everyone is equal.
Yeah.
Right? There should be no discrimination.
No.
And whatever God you believe in, that God is great. Be it in Arabic or in not Arabic.
Or in Spanish.
Are not Spanish.
Making, are you making light of a terrorist incident in Paris?
No.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
No.
In which no one was hurt except the terrorists.
Let's make that very clear. No, just in terms of, you know, grammar. It's fine. Let's go to
Ben.
No one's hurt. Ben's got the pre-recorded.
Well, technically, Ben, the man.
Yeah, but he's...
He's been shot.
Yeah, he's all right, isn't he?
Other people could have been hurt.
They're not hurt. Don't try and jazz the news up. Mm. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Oh, I'm under the weather. Oh.
No.
Oh, no. And you've ripped it up.
I thought you'd done the weather.
You've ripped it up.
I can read it off this screen.
Oh, okay. What's the weather, Victoria?
Heavy rain and gales for the southwest of England and Wales. Bright spells and scattered showers elsewhere. Highs of 11 degrees.
Always end on a high. Thanks, Victoria. She's back in half an hour with vegetable news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea captain John Terry says even if the Premier League leaders beat Arsenal at Stamford Bridge tomorrow, it won't guarantee them the title. The Blues are 9 points clear at the top of the table. Terry told TalkSport there's still a lot more football to be played.
I think it could be a big 3 points the weekend. I don't think it's the be-all and end-all. I don't think that'll be the end of it if we do manage to win the game, but it's a massive London derby, so I think it's going to be a real tough game.
On to tonight's action. Sheffield Wednesday aim to return to the playoff spots in the Sky Bet Championship. They go to Wigan. Finally, a back injury has forced Tiger Woods to pull out before his second round at the Dubai Desert Classic. The 14-time major winner could only manage a 5-over par 77 in his first round. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, our high street homeware store has come under fire after selling a product named Throwing Bricks. The bricks are standard issue building bricks, but have been branded as throwing bricks in children have been buying them to vandalise bus shelters. The bricks have been recalled, leading to a number of buildings having to be demolished.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, with the live news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do work experience punditry very soon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon and welcome indeed. By the way, on the programme today, we are giving away some vegetables. You know, there's a vegetable crisis. We talked, of course, to a Spanish earlier. You just heard about it with Victoria in the news. So today, like we did when Brexit was on, you remember when Brexit was a thing? Well, I blame...
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? I blame Brexit, the referendum, for the fact we've got no vegetables. The weather has been bad in Europe since Brexit. And to be honest, why didn't the people who voted for Brexit think of that?
Mm.
You know, there wasn't enough. I don't think there was enough. It's Jeremy Corbyn. He didn't say that the weather would be worse in Spain and other countries when we were out of the EU. He didn't say that, did he? So, and now look what's happened. We've got no lettuce.
No. That's on the front. Which way did you vote in the...
Well, I voted for lettuce.
So you voted...
For leaf.
Oh, I voted romaine.
Or, yeah. You know, they're the different kinds of lettuce, aren't they? That's quite a clever joke if you know about lettuce. But other than that, it's not. Today, by the way, is a Friday, so that makes it Some Request Friday. Of course, you... Dear listener friend, are allowed to make requests and dedications to this programme. Now, you could arguably go to Radio 2 and go, oh, hello, Simon Mayo, later, and get him to play you some music or something by getting in touch with them and say, oh, I'd like a shout-out, a dedication, and we'll play my favourite song. Oh, we'll play this because I got married to it, or we'll play that because my birthday. No, not here, because we're not allowed to play music. It's a licence thing. Well, we are allowed to play speeches. So that's what we do on a Friday. It's Some Request Friday. You can request speeches and talks, and we'll play them for you as dedications. That's how it works. Here's one that's come in right here. Hi, John, Con.
Hi.
Victoria, Cass, Cloaca, Charlotte, Mark, Rudd, Ricky, Frederica, Marta, Blom, Denny, Lauren, Laurie, Bob Marley, and the Wailers. I'm planning my revenge. I don't want to go into details, but let's just say my time will come. Whilst I do this, I'd love it if you could play me a speech, preferably by Cher. If not, anything by Laura Sicola would be great. Thanks, and that's from Mike in Oldfield. We haven't got any Cher, I'm afraid. So what we have done is we've dug out some Laura Sicola for you. It's her speech. It's a TED Talk.
So this classic. Is,
especially for you, Mike. It's the TED Talk. Want to sound like a leader? Start by saying your name right. Laura Sicola, part of Some Request Friday, for Mike in Oldfield.
I end up working a lot with people who are preparing for presentations and for press conferences, and they make statements like, we're very passionate about helping children and improving the quality of our schools. And I think to myself, really? Because you could have fooled me. There's a claim of passion, but there's no evidence thereof. The problem is a disconnect between the choice of words and their execution, their delivery. And this creates a problem of credibility. Now, there's a historic and seminal study that looked at feelings and attitudes as a result of the consistency or inconsistency in verbal and nonverbal messaging cues. And what they found was that when they asked people to evaluate speakers as far as whether or not they thought the speaker sounded sincere, that 38% of that evaluation was based on the tonality of the speaker's voice. Tonality being things like the ups and the downs in your intonation patterns. In contrast, only 7% of those decisions were based on the speaker's words.
There you go. That's for Mike in Oldfield. Hi, Mike. I wanted to hear a bit of Cher. We haven't got any. So we played Laura Sokola's Want to Sound Like a Leader, Start By Saying Your Name Right, a TED Talk there. On the radio, as part of Some Request Friday, if you've got a request for a speech or a talk, then, of course, do let us know. 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message ready when you're right.
Rob is with us. He is one of our work experiences. We have taken him away from the duties of photocopying cups of tea or being punched full in the face by Julia Hartley Brewer and put him in front of a microphone to review the films, or preview the films, I guess, for your weekend. Hello, Rob.
Hello, John.
Good to have you back. Nice to see you on a Friday. Your face always reminds me of a Friday.
Really? What, for like... Like something on it, or
no,
just
in a good way, because everyone likes a Friday. We like a Friday. We're in a bit of a Friday mood, and when I see you, Rob, I know it's a Friday. So you put me in a good mood. Is what I'm saying.
Well, I could get a face tattoo that says Friday, like on my eyelids.
Yeah, if you would do that, that would be great.
Yeah, if you pay me.
Don't go to the same tattoo artist that Asprod Cass through the glass goes to, because what will happen is. It will just turn you into a northern witch.
He injects hate into you. That's how that... Rather than anything to numb your arm, he just injects hate.
Cass is now... I mean, she's so tattooed, I'll be honest. She's 96% tattoo now. It's all... The low-quality, cheap hull ink is all that's really holding her together.
Is this bullying? Is this what cyberbullying is?
You can't bully Cass because...
She's not human.
It is bullying.
She'd put a spell on us.
No, I wouldn't.
You smell of her egg.
I would just throw you off the top of a building like a Spanish with a donkey. That's what I'd do.
You smell of an egg.
Should we go now?
No, we've got to do the show. Just get some films, Cass. All right. Hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, John.
What films have you got?
So I've got Trainspotting 2, The Salesman and The Childhood of a Leader. Well, we'll start with Trainspotting 2. So, most people know the original Trainspotting film, Renton, Sick Boy, Begbie, Spud. They're all back together this time, and after having initially chosen life, they've now been saddled with middle age. I believe we have a clip.
Can't fail again, Mark, and I need to detox the system.
Oh, Spud, detox the system. What does that even mean? Doesn't mean anything. It's not getting it out of your body that's the problem, it's getting it out of your mind. You are an addict.
I think I haven't heard that 100,000 times, Mark. You got 12 more steps for my comedy.
So, be addicted. Be addicted to something else.
Like you're running until I feel sick?
Yes. Or something else. You've got to channel it. You've got to control it. People try all sorts. Some people do boxing.
Boxing?
Well, it's just an example. I don't mean you should...
What did you channel into?
Getting away.
A clip there without swearing in from Trainspotting 2.
Yes, interestingly referred to as T2, which is already a film. That's
I found that confusing as well, actually. I because you're absolutely right. Terminator 2 was T2.
Right.
Are there any parallels between the two? Is anybody in this a polymorphic metal alloy?
I mean, I guess you and McGregor have always had my suspicions, but, I mean, towards the end, there is a very similar kind of ending thing where it's, you know, it goes full genre thriller at the end where they're all kind of stuck in this house. It isn't really given any way, but they're all kind of stuck in a house and, like the end of, Terminator 2, they're all stuck in that building and kind of pops him into lead. It's kind of that. It's like a bad guy kind of thing at the end, but,
But it is bold to take, one of the biggest franchises, T2, which, you know, it was an excellent film, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously, rubbish after that. But then call it T2. Yeah.
It's just called it TS2.
Well, yeah. You'd think, wouldn't you?
But then that might get it confused with the
high-speed rail.
Yeah. It's very controversial. Lots of people don't
given
like
it's
that.
Given it's Trainspotting.
Yeah.
You know, that's an easy mistake to make.
So, I mean, it's a good film. It's a punchy direction, as you'd expect from Danny Boyle. And I think I was a bit worried it being a sequel. You know, it's going to do that thing that a lot of sequels these days are doing, where they just rehash the same stuff, like the new Star Wars things. You know, they just kind of drag C-3PO in for no particular reason.
C-3PO's in it?
Well, no, but, like, you know that idea of, like...
I mean, this is really messing with films now. He's in another film.
Just referencing, you know, the film that came before it and, you know, not making any new jokes, any new plot, just kind of saying, like, hey, do you remember this? We'll do it again. Well, they do reference the old things, but it's all with a purpose. It's to show, you know, how withered and how despondent they all are. And I thought I really liked it. It's quite a sad film.
It's interesting from your point of view, because how old are you?
24.
That's right. Now, so you, did you, when it came out, you were four. Is that right? Or
yeah,
something?
I would have been four.
So you wouldn't have seen it at the time?
No, not with my parents' permission. No.
Good parenting.
This is good parenting, yeah, that, because, you know, heroin. But the thing is, what I think this is a rare example of a film that how you view it depends on how old you are.
Yeah.
In a weird way. So you've watched it from the perspective of a 24-year-old, so you don't remember the original, from the original time.
No.
And of course, it's done in real time, isn't it? So it's actually about their ages now.
Yeah. That's the most interesting part of it, is that, like, there's a certain kind of gravitas that, you know, they do look their ages. They have aged in this way. And it's weird. So I guess at this point, I'm at the point where I'm choosing life. I got an earring. I put gel in my hair now.
I look at you.
I'm choosing life, and I'm seeing this film, and I can see that, you know, it's not going to last, John. But I can see you, and I can tell it's not going to last.
Now look at me. I'm a husk. I'm an empty husk of a man. But
yeah, that's because of all the heroin, though.
That's exactly right. And I got that idea from watching the first Trainspotting. Yeah. And it's not done me that much harm. But the thing is, don't do it, kids. The thing is, though, if you, I remember, I was your age probably when it came out.
Wow.
So I watched it, the first one.
You were four.
No, his age now. Right. So I watched it then. So I've aged with them in the same way as Ewan McGregor and Johnny Lee Miller and Ewan Brown. Right. I've done the same thing. So I watch it from a different perspective, don't I? Because I watch it as an old man with nowhere to go now.
Yeah.
Whereas you know, cusp of your career and all that sort of... Well, not really, because you're here. But you know what I mean?
Well, I mean...
It's a different perspective, and it's rare that a film does that with viewing ages, I think.
It's true. No, I'd agree. There was recently, they had that Richard Linklater film, Boyhood, that won the Oscar, and that was filmed in real time. That was one that did it interestingly. Yeah. And I guess it's kind of got that same thing. The way they incorporate clips of the old film with the new ones, and it was quite striking. And, kind of melancholy, but ultimately... quite uplifting.
And depressing for anyone my age.
I would say, like, have you seen the film?
Yeah.
Were you depressed?
Yeah. I just feel old.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Right, what are we doing next?
The next one is The Salesman. Now, I have to make it...
We're just teasing it.
Okay.
Because we're going to go to Traffic and Travel. I'm just teasing it.
Well. You're the boss.
Yeah. It's a good cliffhanger to end on mid-sentence.
Yeah.
That's going to keep people
coming. Do that
sentence
get an end mid-sentence for us again, just as a big sort of...
Coming up next, we have The Salesman. And it is the film that...
Stop. Right, that's coming up after Traffic and Travel, the end of that sentence. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
We've got it at Selco. Selco. It's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got 10 litres of Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the train go.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Do watch out around Bedfordshire on the M1 at the moment. We've got some long delays going northbound between junction 11 and 12. It is due to an accident involving two vehicles. The M4 as well, Neathport Talbot, one lane's closed off. We've got queues there for about 4 miles. Just on the exit slip road, there's basically been an accident partly blocking that stretch of the M4 eastbound at junction 14 with congestion back to junction 42. I'm Poonam Verma.
This week, enjoy tasty meals with Lidl's organic range. For breakfast, try their organic cornflakes, only 99p. And for dinner, their organic filled pasta and organic pasta sauce, just £1.19 each. Delicious. See the full organic range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability, NOA vary, selected stores.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio. A weekly investigation into the elemental questions that have confounded humanity since the beginning of recorded time. Such as, is the reality we're experiencing right now really just one giant cosmic illusion? Can powerful seers truly predict the future? And most importantly of all, should chili con carne ever share a plate with Yorkshire pudding? Only one man has the answers.
On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, we're going to be peering into the holographic universe. Plus, we'll be taking your calls to British super psychic Christian Dion, live from his home in Los Angeles.
Unplug from the Matrix, open your third eye, and listen to The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
But despite me not being able to say on the radio, you are one. Right, it's 23 minutes past 2 o'clock. And look, Rob's here, and he's reviewing the films for us as part of Work Experience Punditry. Now, if you were listening before the traffic and travel and the advert and trail break there, you'll have heard Rob start a sentence, and now he's going to finish it.
Film directed by Asghar Farhadi, that he's actually banned, the whole cast and crew are banned from attending the Oscars, which this film is nominated for. It's nominated for the Best Foreign Language Feature. They're all banned from it because of Trump's, you know, infamous Muslim ban.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... That's the most interesting part of the film. I've been to see it. It's not out yet. It's not out until March. Went to see a preview screening. Although it is going to get screened at the US Embassy if you're in and around London.
Oh, that's fine. Can we all buy tickets for that, can we?
I assume it's probably free, yeah. But we just have to bring a blanket.
No Muslims allowed. Presumably. Does Trump's executive order extend to the US Embassy? I presume it does.
Well, yeah.
It's US soil, isn't it?
It's kind of in charge of
it,
isn't
it? That's the point, yeah. So I'm guessing, you know, can't go to...
How much soil is there in an actual embassy?
A lot, because it's built on the ground, isn't it? And that's soil. It's US soil.
Did they ship it over?
Yeah.
Wait, is
all embassies are in every country where there's an embassy, like like our embassies in foreign countries,
yeah.
They have to take soil from the homeland of origin and take it over there and put it on the ground, then build the embassy on that soil. So it's actually on the soil of the country. That's how it works. So this is called The Salesman.
It's called The Salesman.
Do we have a clip?
Yeah, let's throw it out
there. Here we go.
مسئله مستجر قبلیه ما قرار بیاد داره
چی میدونم اینقدر محکم گفت همه هنگ کردم یا میبرم که مثلا
از که شانس آوردیم بالاخره
شما همینطور
Thank goodness that clip had subtitles. So,
luckily, I've been to see the film, so I can translate it, as I think I do every time I come here.
Yeah.
Basically, what they're saying is, my God, our apartment is falling down. We can't live here. We need to go live somewhere else.
I mean, that's not a great I mean, as a plot.
Well, I'm not a very good actor.
It's not Die Hard, is it?
No, but I'm not a very good actor. The way that they say it, it's gripping and Iranian. And that's not just the plot. Basically, it's something happens. They move into a new apartment and they have a breaking and entry. It's kind of this middle class home invasion fear that a lot of films are playing on these days. Kind of like The Purge, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And yeah, and so then after that, it's this unraveling, trying to figure out who broke in, why are they doing this, what's happening, and all the while putting on a production of Arthur Miller's The Death of a Salesman. Hence the title. So yeah, it's a solid film, well crafted, really good, but no one, I doubt anyone's really going to remember it in the long run, other than, oh, that was that film that like Trump
wouldn't let any of the people who made it into America for the Oscar ceremony.
Right, it's kind of like...
Is he going to make... Is that a thing that... Is he not going to let them in at all? Do we, as this moves on as a story? Is he really not going to let some Oscar nominees?
As it stands, like, if the Oscars were, like, tomorrow, then they wouldn't be able to go. I assume that by the time the Oscars rolls around...
Then it'll be extreme vetted.
It's, yeah, they'll be there, but, you know, they'll have, like, armed guards or whatever.
Okay, so did you like it, though? Should we be going to see it?
I liked the film. I think that people should go and see it. Yeah, Trainspotting's probably better, but definitely when it's out, go and see it. The only thing that really reminded me of was that, like, all anyone can talk about, me included, is everything in and around the film. It's like when The Interview came out, and all anyone could talk about was how Seth Rogen and James Franco might be about to start World War III by telling fart jokes.
Yes.
About Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, didn't happen, though.
Didn't happen. So, but yeah, it's all anyone can really remember about the film, I think. Kind of same thing with this.
All right. Running out of time slightly, but where are we going finally?
DVD of the week, which is The Childhood of a Leader, or as I like to call it, Baron Trump, The Early Years. It's directed by Brady Corbett. It's absolutely amazing film. This is like a genuine masterpiece, and I think we have a clip.
Hey! Is everything all right upstairs?
He's been acting out of it.
Why would you do that?
He was only a little boy. He didn't actually hurt anyone, did he?
We had quite a week here. He's been upset with me lately.
No! Jose did giving you a French lesson today.
Hello there, chap.
Are you spying on us?
No.
He's just a little boy. You cannot allow a child to run this household. I am your father, and you will show some respect. I will count to three. One. Two. Three.
So what's good about it?
It is amazingly directed. Like, it looks like a painting most of the time. I think they use natural lights, very expensive film cameras. So, number one, it looks really good. Number two, it's really interesting. It's about this kid growing up at the end of World War One. It's not a specific person it's based on. But basically, this kid is on the course towards becoming a fascist dictator, or at least somebody really important. And so, you know, kind of prevalent, you know, seems pretty, you know... Baron Trump, you know, Trump's kid.
Mm.
They look really similar as well. It's weird. I can't get over it.
Okay. Well, in terms of... sorry, I didn't ask you when that was. That was DVD of the week.
That's on the DVD.
And it's out now.
You can go to a shop and buy it.
Yeah. Or can we stream it in the modern way? Come on, Rob.
You could illegally stream it for all I care.
Oh, that's not the right thing to say. Yeah. All right, then. Well, thank you, Rob. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks. Can I just say, I have a Brexit vegetable pun.
Do you? We didn't ask for that, but by all means.
Okay. Well, when I was going to the polls, I was really swayed by the words of Nigel Cabbage.
Yeah.
Cabbage.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It's cabbage. You still know it.
We're having that.
Because that was because we've got a lettuce, haven't we, that's a Brexit. Because there's a lettuce shortage in the news. Have you seen that? Yeah. And so we've got a lettuce to give away. It's a European lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
There's two choices. One is leaf. Mm-hmm. The other is romaine.
Yeah.
The lettuce.
And then...
Brexit lettuce.
Nigel Farage.
Nigel
Cabbage.
Cabbage.
Yeah.
Can you write that down, Cass? Cheers.
Yeah, she can't write. She'll probably just get it tattooed on her face along with everything else. Right then. Rob, thanks very much indeed. Back next week with more films?
Hopefully,
well,
yes.
Let's give it a go. Good, there's Rob and his work experience punditry. Work experience is, of course, dragged in here, forced to review things, which gives them very much a leg up in the industry. That's why we do it. The main reason, though, is that we don't have to pay them. In the next half an hour of the programme... I've lost the running order. Wait a minute. Here it is. We are going to Olympia. That's right, we are. There is a travel show, Destinations. It's a holiday and travel show that happens every year at Olympia. The Sunday Times chief travel writer Chris Haslam is down there. I am appearing at it tomorrow. That's right. So what this is, you know, regular listeners will know what we normally do is we get a guest in here to plug something in the guise of an interview. Today, I'm going to interview Chris Haslam, who's down there, just to plug myself, because I'm going to do it tomorrow at 4 o'clock, if you want to come. Do you want to come, Victoria?
I wasn't listening.
All right. Anyway, so that's tomorrow. But we talked to Chris about the Destinations Holiday Travel Show. Next, also, the big debate is at 3 o'clock. A man will be in the lift reading out text from the haters and the trolls. He's called Con.
Hi.
He'll be in the lift as it goes downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. And we have live music, of course, as we drag a busker in from the streets to perform for us in the last half an hour of the show. Just after 2:30, here's Victoria now with the news.
Talk Radio.
A man has been shot after attempting to attack a soldier with a machete at the Louvre Museum in Paris. The French Prime Minister says it seems to be a terrorist-related. Peter Allen is a journalist in the French capital.
A man tried to get into the Carousel du Louvre, which is a shopping centre, which is part of the Louvre complex, and his bag was searched. There were machetes in it. He grabbed one of the machetes and ran at soldiers who were there protecting this very historic museum.
The energy firm Empower has announced a big increase in prices. A typical dual fuel bill will go up by over £100 a year. Ofgem is demanding the provider justifies the hike. Moscow is accusing the UK of taking a hostile stance over hacking. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says Russia's been responsible for several cyber attacks aimed at destabilising the West. Southern Rail's owners have invited the RMT union to hold talks to end the row over the role of conductors. Yesterday, the operator agreed a deal with the drivers' union, Aslef, after months of strikes. And Kylie Minogue has confirmed she split up with her fiancé, Joshua Sass. The singer met the British actor in 2015. Announced their engagement a year ago. The weather, heavy rain and gales for southwest England and Wales. Bright spells and scattered showers elsewhere with highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now. There's more now, isn't there, Victoria?
There is.
And why is there more now? Because it's time for bonus news, where Victoria makes the time up because her news bulletins are shorter than they were. And today, well, what a day for it. I believe, because we do animal, vegetable and mineral news, and today, I think it's the turn of vegetable news.
Talk Radio presents a special report into the vegetable crisis.
So this is a story we've been following keenly here on Vegetable News, but consumers have been dealt a fresh blow as the veg shortage continues to cause chaos at the tills. Starting off with courgettes running out, supermarkets are now rationing the number of lettuces each person can purchase. In Tesco, you can only buy three. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble investigates.
At numerous stores across the country, there are empty trays, just a faint whiff of courgettes that once lay here. Customers have been telling me the crisis is directly affecting their home lives.
Disastrously, actually. I'm a vegetarian.
Broccoli is probably the one that's affected me most.
I think it's on the scale of Brexit, the worst way to start 2017.
A vegetable black market's emerging as a result of the crisis. I found a box of 12 iceberg lettuces for sale on Gumtree for £50. Supermarkets insist they're doing everything they can to restore supplies, although an Asda spokesman said it seems the rain in Spain doesn't fall mainly on the plain.
Thanks, Alex. Alex, we've taken some pictures of just how bad the crisis is in central London. You can see them on my Twitter page.
I can't believe
Victoria _born
this crisis to plug your own Twitter. I mean,
no,
I'm
just trying to illustrate the problem. So you can see the pictures on my Twitter page, Victoria_born. That's spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. Anyway, celebrity gardener Alan Titchmarsh has even commentated. We've got a man to voice up his thoughts.
It reminds people not to take food and food producers for granted. And, to be absolutely honest with you, every now and again, it's good that sometimes things like this happen. Because it just reminds people what skill it takes.
So experts are warning we may have to wait until UK crops kick in before supplies improve. But do not fear, because Polly Akilan from the British Leafy Salad Association says there are other options.
Celery, radishes, things like that are all doing okay at the moment. There's kind of interesting leaves like Chinese leaf lettuce, stuff like that, that is still available. To put a positive outlook on it, it's a way of trying some new vegetables until the salads are back on course.
So that is it. The vegetable crisis.
Talk Radio presents a special report into the vegetable crisis.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right.
You went all out for that, didn't you?
That was really good.
Thanks.
I didn't even recognise those voices from The Office, which was really weird.
Polly Akilan is genuinely from the British Leafy Salad Association.
I wish that a man would always voice the thoughts of Alan Titchmarsh. That's what I got from that. Anyway, thank you, Victoria, there with what a remarkable regular listeners will be going, what happened there?
Yeah.
Remarkable. Vegetable news. Vegetable news.
Talk Radio presents a special report into the vegetable crisis.
Talk to the Sunday Times chief travel writer next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We're going to take a walk in an English country garden on the next Full Set Breakfast with the man, the legend, the king of gardeners, only Alan Titchmarsh. All that, and we're off on a cruise with a loose woman, Jane McDonald. That's me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio with you. Each and every day we bring you the burning current affairs issue of the day, and you have your say. Better call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We should say that Alan Titchmarsh will be voiced by a man on Breakfast next week.
Yes, it's not actually Alan Titchmarsh.
No,
it's just a man.
A man.
Voicing his thoughts. Right, let's talk to, well, another man, shall we? He's on the telephone. Chris Haslam is the name of him, and he's on the telephone now. He's the Sunday Times chief travel writer, and he is, as I speak, down at Olympia in London at the Holiday and Travel Show Destinations. Hello, Chris.
Hello, John.
Hello there. Good to talk to you. So, all right, so you're down there, the Sunday Times, of course, and the Times all involved in this down at Olympia. For those that don't know, what is it? What's going on?
It's an enormous travel show. I'm standing on the gallery at Olympia, looking down at what it's like looking down on the world. I can see Malaysia, I can see Abu Dhabi, I can see lots of America, I can see Australia. Cuba right beneath me, and it's full of people coming in, being persuaded to buy holidays to places where they can get salad.
Good, because that's the important. That's what people want at the moment. I was just going to ask you. You said you could see America. Are there any Muslims allowed near the American stand?
There are very few Muslims. In fact, I can confirm there are no Muslims at the American stand. But there's quite a lot of white British people.
Yeah.
Clearly not put off by Mr. Trump, and probably hoping to pick up some bargains. Can't say that, sadly, for the turkey stand.
No,
Turkey stand is completely empty.
This is the interesting thing, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, it's a national travel show. People do come down there. I think there's 75 tourist boards, experts to tailor make your trips, expert advice. Presumably, that's why you're there, Chris, giving expert advice.
No.
Why are you there, Chris Haslam?
I'm there because I'm the chief travel writer at the Sunday Times, and I've been advising people on how to get off the grid, how to choose destinations where they won't be hassled by other tourists and Segway tours. So I've been recommending northwestern Argentina. That's my top tip. Called La Puna. Not that famous at all, but notorious for having hundreds of earthquakes a day and not much air. The other place I've recommended is a little known region of Italy. But my big tip for 2017 is the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia.
All right. Why should we be going to Macedonia then in 2017?
Well, the short answer is it's because the landlord in my local pub comes from Macedonia and he's really turned me on to it.
Fair enough.
The long answer is that what's extraordinary is that 2.5 hours from Luton Airport by Wizz Air, you can drop into a forgotten corner of Europe that no one ever goes to, where traditions, food, drink, untouched by the outside. And I think, you know, it's a lost treasure waiting to be discovered at the corner of Europe.
I'm going to be brutally honest with you. The sole reason I've got you on, right, and while those travel tips are useful, but the main reason I even got you on, Chris, from Olympia, is that I wanted to just mention that tomorrow at Olympia, at this show, at this Destinations Travel Show, at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be there as part of the Travel Writers Festival.
Are you really?
Yeah, Chris, I am, yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
What time are you going to be on again?
It's 4 o'clock, isn't it? It's 4 o'clock where I'll be with an audience, fingers crossed, and talking about the book that I wrote, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, and just generally taking questions about travel writing. So if you want to give some advice, Chris, you come along to that because I can help you out.
I'd love to, but I'm worming the dog.
Yeah, so... but that's the real reason I got you on, because tomorrow from 4 o'clock, tickets, if you want tickets, you can look at the website, of course, you go to Olympia's website, Destinations, the Holiday and Travel Show, and tomorrow I will be there live, Q&A, talking about my book and some travel writing. But while you're there, you know, Chris, are you there all weekend, Chris?
No, like I said, I've got dogs to sort out.
Good. Fine. All right, well, that's Chris Hassan, though. He's the chief travel writer of the Sunday Times, technically. Does that make Chris...
travel writer, yeah.
Does that make you my boss? Because I do bits of that, so I don't. Is that how it works? I don't.
No, I'm not that important. I'm chief in name only.
Oh, good, fine. I'm glad about that. Right, there you go, Chris Haslam. His work, his writing, can be seen in the Sunday Times travel section every weekend. Chris Haslam there at the Destinations Holiday and Travel Show. If you want to book a holiday, if you're in need of where to go in the world, obviously you've heard his tip there, but if you do go to the travel show, it's on at Olympia this weekend. Olympia Grand from 10 a.m. in the morning. Destinationshow.com is the website. And obviously all these travel operators are fully represented. There are travel photography masterclasses, there's a Meet the Experts Theatre, I don't even know what that is, a travel health zone, enjoy a free consultation with travel nurses, sounds like the sort of beginning of a Carry On film, see Chris Haslam worming a dog, and me talking words on the stage from 4 o'clock tomorrow, destinationshow.com if you'd like to be there. Anyway, look, it's just after a time, isn't it, and the time that it's just after is the time before Traffic and Travel, here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Well, around Grantham in Lincolnshire, the A1 southbound is closed off due to investigation work taking place. It's causing long delays. It's just between Great North Road and the A607, the Melton Mowbray turnoff. You'll also find through Bedfordshire, the M1 northbound, we've got queues from 11 up to junction 12. That's due to an earlier accident. And in Somerset, one lane closed off due to a broken down lorry going north between junction 22 and 21. I'm Poonam Verma.
This week, enjoy tasty meals with Lidl's organic range. For breakfast, try their organic cornflakes, only 99p. And for dinner, their organic filled pasta and organic pasta sauce, just £1.19 each. Delicious. See the full organic range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability, NOA vary, selected stores.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I don't think she could even fit them in there. Right, it's coming up to 10 to 2, 3. And it's Friday. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
You got confused because you saw Cass and just said to 2.
Look, for those that don't know, right, regular listeners, Asprod Cass is our assistant producer. She works through the glass. She's through the miserable
window.
And she's angry at everything. She's from Hull, so no one can understand what she says. She's angry about everything. And then she's rocked up this week.
Why do people need to know this?
Here we go. With new tattoos. I mean, she's quite tattooed anyway. She's like Lydia the Tattooed Lady. But Cass and a man. So she's got all these she's got all these tattoos. Well, we had to, remember when you were born and they had to hold you up like a chicken. Do you remember that?
No, don't say that.
Anyway, what's your new tattoo? Tell us. Is it a egg?
It's not a egg. It's got nothing to do with a egg.
You smell of a egg.
No, you had a egg the other day and you stank.
You smell. Cat, for those that aren't there, Cass eats raw egg.
I don't eat raw egg. That's she nonsense.
Egg. She eats egg
in you're
the.
You're talking
she
nonsense.
She puts a straw into an egg.
A egg.
Egg.
And she puts in the straw into her egg and she sucks it up in there in the little room where she. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
You're next to her. You have to work next to her, don't you? She smells of egg, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, well, you look like an elk.
Happy with that. Right, so. Anyway, that's Cass. So. There's a vegetable shortage. Did you know that? That's in the news, isn't it?
There's
a crisis.
Yes.
We're giving away lettuce on the programme, of course, a European lettuce, because that's where the lettuce is, the leti, plural, come from. We're giving away Brexit lettuce, aren't we?
Mm.
Your choice, leaf or romaine.
Mm. Wonder which one Nigel Cabbage will. Thanks, right. Rob, for that.
Good. Anyway, so that's happened. There's a new bridge in Tadcaster. That appears to be the news. Trump... well, you know. Anyway, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Start your message with...
What?
I can't get my head around it.
Yep. So, he's got two catchphrases. He can't even remember them in the right order. Anyway, we explain the news on this program on a daily basis.
I was watching the screen about the bridge in Tadcaster. And it's like a really happy occasion.
Yeah, the people in Tadcaster don't get a lot to do. And they are happy about it. Anyway, they've rebuilt a bridge in North Yorkshire because it collapsed. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, well, it's all right because here we are explaining it through Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Davis says best times are ahead. Well, he must have plans to emigrate.
The news in haikus. Okay, time for brand loyalty. Looking back over my shoulder. minutes where we look back over the shoulder of the week. Of course, on a Friday, what we do is we host the end of the week quiz. Things that have happened on the programme, all you have to do is tell us what happened next of things that have happened right here in the last 5 days. To play today, for the glory of it, is Amy. Good afternoon, Amy.
Hello.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Good, thanks. How are you?
You sound chirpy, Amy. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Good. It's
Friday.
It is Friday. Have you got a Friday vibe going on?
Yeah, on my way to Southampton to visit a friend.
Southampton, that's nice. That's good, isn't it? So, how are you getting to Southampton? Are you on the train? Are you, were you walking?
My lovely friend Abby is driving me.
Are you in the car now?
Yeah.
Hello, Abby. Hi, Abby.
She says hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, there we go. All right, well, look, it's good to talk to you, of course. You're on the way to Southampton. Did you say friend's birthday?
Yes.
Very nice. And what are you doing? What's your friend doing for the birthday? Anything? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Going out, drinking, you know.
Yep.
I think that's the only plan so
far. That's all you need. And that's really all there is to do in Southampton, isn't it? Apart from get a ferry somewhere else. So, you know, you're doing the right thing. What do you do, Amy, when you're not drinking Southampton dry?
I work in finance for a tech company.
Finance for a tech company. All right. So what is that? What in terms of what? Your accountancy, is that? Or what does that mean?
Yes, accountancy. Oh. So I look at all their numbers, make sure they're not spending too much money.
I see. So are you liked in the office, Amy, then? Or are you the sort of person that they talk about you behind your back?
Well, I'd hope I was liked. But sometimes when I say no, they do get quite annoyed.
Yeah, they would. They would, wouldn't you? Because you're the keeper of the purse strings, Amy. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you? Do you budget in your real life as well? Have you sort of got yourself a Southampton drink budget? And you sort of go, we're not going over it. We're not going over this.
Yeah, no, I'm not as good with my personal budget.
Yeah,
no.
It's often the way, isn't it? Yeah. Well, look, here's what's going to happen, Amy, right? There are three questions based on things that have happened on the programme over the preceding 5 days. And I know you're an avid listener, Amy. I know you've listened every single day, and so this is where we test that. Three questions. As I say, there are clips of things that have happened. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. Are you ready to play Amy in a Car?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number one. We'll begin, Amy, with Monday, where, of course, as dry January ended, we saw the return of our booze-based feature where we ask drunk people about the week's news. It's Alco Vox Pops.
Theresa May met Donald Trump. What would you say to him if you met him?
Change your hair. You're racist, actually.
Does he have a big...
Oh, that's a tough question. I would say sort out your f***ing hair to start with.
I don't know either of them.
Well, if I met Donald, I'd just tell him he's an absolute ass, because who wants to build a wall and then make someone else pay for it?
If I was Theresa May and I met Donald Trump, I would just tell him to shut the f*** up.
My one skin lies over my two skin. My two skin lies over my three. My three skin lies over my four skin.
And that's why drunk people should never be asked about the week's news. Which, though, of the following, Amy, was an answer to the question, Ant and Dec were awarded an OBE for their services to winning national television awards. What would you give to them? Okay, so what was the answer we got from a drunk person to that question? Is it A, I'd give them a week off from presenting crap telly I don't watch? Is it B, I'd give them their favourite food, which is kangaroo anus? Or is it C, I'd give them the banter for the boys followed by some screeching? Which of those do you think it was?
I'm going to go with the last one.
The last one?
The banter with the boys.
Oh, let's find out the answer.
Ant and Dec, full names Antichrist and December, received an OBE for their services to winning the National Television Awards. What would you give them?
I'd give them the banter for the boys.
Go on, Sam! Give it, Jaden, Johnny!
Yeah, there it was. Band of the Boys, followed by some screeching. There, good. Very strong start, Amy. Here's question number two.
Yes.
On Tuesday, following the news that Gary Lineker joined the anti-Trump protests on Monday evening in London, we caught up with the highlights on March of the Day.
Hello and welcome to March of the Day. I'm Ben from the pre-recorded sport. Joining me to give in-depth analysis of all the action from last night is Moose from the pre-recorded sport at 1 p.m. if I'm running late, and Talk Sports and Sky Sports' and JD Sports' Jim White. It's great to have you both here. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Ben.
Ah, but what did Talk Sports' The Moose then go on to say about Gary Lineker's performance? Amy. Did he say A, yeah, he managed to march, Gary Lineker managed to march despite his massive jug ears, B, Lineker is jealous of the special relationship with Britain and America as it reminds Lineker of his broken marriage, or C, it was a great protest and thank God it wasn't a dirty one again?
Well, I mean, the bit about the jug ears is quite mean.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the last one.
The dirty protest? Take that as a yes. Let's find out.
It was a great protest from him, and thank God it wasn't a dirty one, like during that match in Italian 90.
Is you right,
yes.
Amy?
Woo-hoo!
Very good. Amy there with a dirty protest. Right, question number three. Finally, yesterday on the programme, we heard more from the Moose, who filled in for Reese to give us the week's showbiz news, during which, for some reason, Moose told us about the time his daughter was born and how he found out her gender.
So I had to turn around to the nurse and say, excuse me, is it a boy or a girl? Because this naming thing is important.
Yeah.
And she held Amber up like a chicken and says, have a look. So I'm having a look, and I was thinking, initially, what am I looking at? And of course, then I suddenly realised, if it's got something, it's a boy, if it hasn't, it's a girl, therefore it was a
How did you even conceive? Ah, there's the Moose there, telling us about the gender of his child. But what was my reaction to that story, Amy? Did I say, holding it up like a chicken? We did the same thing with Asprod Cass when she started working here, because none of us were sure. Or did I say, B, I wouldn't be surprised if you just have a chicken that you think is your daughter, Moose? Or C, did I say, shut up, can we just talk about the showbiz, please? Which of those did I say?
I think you did the same thing with Cass.
Let's find out. The same happened when Cass started, actually, here.
What?
We had to, no one was sure what she was. And we had to hold her up like a chicken in front of everyone in the office. And the only reason we treat her like a girl is because that's the way the vote went, but we're still not sure. There it is. You're absolutely right, Amy.
Yay!
Now let's go over to Cornelius, who's been keeping score.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Amy. Amy, Cornelius, Cornelius, Amy. Amy's in the car going to Southampton. She's just played a quiz on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she has like an end-of-the-week quiz.
That's fine. I've just been keeping score for a
Excellent
quiz on the radio.
News.
I hope they're the same quiz.
Yeah. What did she get?
Three.
Well done!
Three!
Good work, Amy. Congratulations.
I bet that's
made your weekend, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, it's a fantastic Friday achievement.
Yeah, you can go down to Southampton now and enjoy that birthday, basking in the... Do share it with your friends. Basking in the knowledge that you are a regular listener to the programme and you got 3 marks in a 3-score quiz. Well done, Amy.
Thank you.
Amy there. What's your driver friend called?
Abby.
Well done, Abby.
Woo!
Yep. There it was, the end of the week quiz. If you would like to join in an end of the week quiz next week, well, you know, there'll be one on Friday, so that's going to be your opportunity. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate is... just after 3 o'clock, there will be a man in a lift called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
It'll be travelling downwards through the building as he reads out the texts and tweets we've had over the past 5 days from the haters and the trolls. That's a feature we call Con Descending. And we'll have live music in the final half hour as we drag another busker in off the streets to perform live in our busker sessions. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve. Reserve.
Apologies to Dave T-Dog 86, but McDonald's doesn't make its beef burgers by combining loads of weird bits and bobs. Nor are they made from 12-legged space cows or the sawdust from deciduous trees. So apologies to Ali 1996 and At Jack's the 74. The truth is a bit dull, really. McDonald's burgers are made from 100% beef. There are no additives, fillers or flavour enhancers. Just a pinch of salt and pepper after they've been cooked. Boring perhaps, but true. As is the fact they're only served after 10:30 a.m. If you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile, so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Winston Wolf, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 extra supplies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock. It's Friday. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Louvre attacker injured, Empower bills to rise, and jump contestant injured before the show starts.
Talk Radio.
British tourists are being advised to be cautious in Paris after a man armed with a machete tried to attack a group of soldiers patrolling at the Louvre Museum. French authorities are treating it as a terror-related incident. Security expert Will Geddes has told Talk Radio in Arabic the attacker shouted, "God is great."
One of the soldiers was attacked by this individual. He shouted, "Allah Akbar," and he had two backpacks with him as he was trying to enter the Louvre by one of the basement cafes. But he was in fact shot in the legs.
Downing Street says no Britons are believed to have been caught up in the shooting. Energy company Npower is being forced to justify a price hike which could see more than a million customers' bills rise. Ofgem didn't see any reason for the increase, but the firm is blaming putting up charges by almost 10% on wholesale costs. High Court judges have blocked another legal challenge against the government over leaving the EU. Claimants were trying to fight plans for the UK to exit the single market. It comes as Theresa May has been meeting EU leaders at a summit in Malta as part of efforts to build relationships beyond Brexit. A tube strike has been called off. London Underground workers were due to take industrial action from 6pm on Sunday and then again on Tuesday in an argument over jobs. The RMT union says almost 60% of the original job cuts have now been reversed. And one of the celebrities on the jump has pulled out before the TV show's even started. Model Vogue Williams is going to be replaced by Amy Williton after she injured her knee during training for the winter sports contest. Olympic gymnast Lewis Smith's taking part and he's told Talk Radio he's not nervous about the risks.
I love adrenaline. I love racing. You know, when I was younger, I used to do a lot of inline skating at skate parks, BMXing, downhill mountain biking. So, you know, a lot of people don't know that about me, and I kind of have that streak in me already. So this is right up my street.
That's the end of the news.
Thank you. I love your new sign-off. it makes it clear, doesn't it, when it's the end of the news.
Yeah.
So that's... Do you want to do the weather now?
We've got it here.
Great. Let's do the weather now. Always,
Talk Radio National Weather.
Make sure you end on a high.
Thanks for that advice, John. Yeah. Heavy rain and gales for southwest England and Wales. Brighter spells and scattered showers elsewhere with highs of 11 degrees.
There you go. There's the high. Nick's just tweeted, by the way. Says, about time you guys, that's us, started dishing out prizes for the end of the week quiz. He's right, actually. He says, poor Amy there on the way to Southampton. Got nothing for that. And then he's written, she needs a prize. Hashtag day with JHB.
Ooh. No, she won the quiz.
Yeah. So there you go. She won the quiz, so she doesn't have to spend the day with Julia Hartley Brewer. That's what you get if you get no points. You get a backstage tour of Julia Hartley Brewer, a VIP ticket. You can have a look behind her scenes. See how she works. Pull the curtain aside.
John, you're just being terrible today. You started the programme off saying there should be vaginal news, and now you're talking about JHB's behind-the-scenes tour. It's just disgusting.
I didn't say that.
I did. I heard it. I could get it off the log.
It was a
I meant the radio log.
A mashup of vegetable and mineral news.
Well, that's not what it sounded
vaginal
like.
Vaginal news. I said it by accident. Come on. Backtracked
previously.
Okay. Fine. All right. Thank you, Victoria. There with the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today is live from a supermarket where people are panic buying.
Oh, John.
Yeah. Vaginal.
John, you made a mistake.
Yeah,
did you hear that? You couldn't say what you were trying to say.
I'm happy with that.
I just thought I'd flag it up. Don't know why. I just thought I would.
I've just been working on my impression of you.
Well, it's not very good then, is it? Because you still sound distinctively like yourself.
Sport is from a supermarket where people are panic buying vegetables and the manager is trying to calm them down.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Chelsea head coach Antonio Conte says their 3-0 defeat to Arsenal earlier this season is something he won't forget in a hurry. The loss in North London led the Italian to change his formation to
fight over the courgette.
Since then they've climbed to the top of the table and are now 9 points clear of Arsene Wenger's side. Conte will be reminding his players of what happened last time.
To go around, do not panic. I repeat, do not panic. You lady in the red dress, it's fine. He can have the letters, the iceberg letters. There is more coming, I promise you.
And tomorrow we have a good opportunity to show this.
Aidy Boothroyd will manage England's
Don't worry, we've got plenty of avocados to go around.
The former Rossi club stepped into the role on an interim basis.
Please stop slapping people around the faces with the courgette.
Secured the senior job. Finally, on to tonight's action. Sheffield
excuse me, sir. Please. Stop. Stop fighting over the letter.
Sports news powered by TalkSport.
There you go. That's Ben there with the sport. So it's detailed, that one, wasn't it? Live from a supermarket.
Who threw that avocado at me?
Where people are panic buying vegetables and the manager is trying to calm things down. You're listening to Talk Radio in the live scenes there. Live scenes from Tesco. That vegetable crisis today. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is what that production just said and it's time for the big debate. So as Europe's vegetable crisis does continue, reports just coming in, by the way, this is breaking news, that in France a soldier has had to shoot someone who popped into a supermarket near the Louvre to take a leak. What do we do, though? It's all down to Donald Trump, of course, as most things now are, as he's signed an executive order stopping foreign lettuces, courgettes and broccoli from getting into Britain without extreme vetting. Good thing, too, many say, of course, many Trump supporters, because the recent Calais migrant problems, as you'll remember, last year, led to immigrants hiding in vegetables bound for Britain from Europe. As recently, 12 migrants were arrested after they were found hiding in an aubergine at Dover. And another 6 were found dead in a mung bean. So what's going on? Why can't Europe grow enough vegetables? Is the bad weather over there part of this? Is the bad weather the fault of Brexit? Or are the foreign just inept farmers who can't tell their arse from their elbow? And why is there an elbow shortage as well? Why can't we grow those anymore either? Well, someone's glad there is a shortage of elbows and he's on the line now. Good afternoon, Wilkie.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there. Thanks for calling Talk Radio in the afternoon on 03444991000.
That's okay.
Good. Now, you're glad there's an elbow shortage, as we know. A lot of people can't get them at the moment, but you're happy with that. Why?
Yeah, well, let me give you this first. Throw those curtains wide. John Holmes, 5 days a week, will make you want to commit suicide. That's the words of elbow. Now, if you don't think that's wrong, then get off the air.
All right. I'm not going to get off the air just yet. I'm going to bring on another caller who's just heard you say that. Birdbag is on the other line. Hello, Birdbag.
Hello, John.
Hello.
I did hear him say that. Could I just say something to Wilkie there? Wilkie, you're very rude to John. Very rude. I mean, he's doing his best under trying circumstances.
I am.
You know, remember, he spent years in the wilderness, you know, living off berries before they even let him near a radio. Mm. His brain is frazzled, and he has to have these little debates, you know, about elbows or whatnot.
Yeah, at no point have you refuted the fact.
He's safe, Wilkie. So you know, let's give him a bit of allowance, yeah?
Let Wilkie come back on that. What were you about to say, Wilkie?
Well, I said at no point did he dispute the facts of what I said.
That anyone is saying?
No, not the facts. Yeah. Not the facts, Wilkie. No, yeah. They're perfectly accurate. Just stop being rude to John. You know.
All right. Now let's.
Fair on the man.
Slightly straight off the point there, but I want to bring it back.
Yeah, what was his point?
Well, I don't know what his point was yet, and I'll ask him in a minute.
I mean, it seemed a bit like your book, John. There was no point either in the writing of it. Or in the actual content itself.
Yeah, it is interesting that
He likes you, doesn't he?
Yeah. So it's interesting, though, that you mentioned this to do with elbows, which you didn't, but now I've brought it cleverly back round to the subject. Birdbag...
Elbows, yes.
Yeah, you've phoned in because, you know, Wilkie is glad there's an elbow shortage. You are in favour of elbows. You don't think there's enough elbows. You think how many elbows do you think an arm should have? You told our researchers, what's the number?
Me? You want me to tell you how many elbows an arm should have?
Yes. I mean, there's one at the moment. We know there's
calculations
one.
Calculations on this.
How many
elbows? 15,300,437.5.
A lot of people say that's unrealistic, given the length of
it is unrealistic. It's completely unrealistic, but, you know, it's my answer.
Well, what about this? The elbow is connected to the humerus.
To your
actually,
brain, maybe.
And so clearly there's no place for it on this show. It's redundant. Get rid of them.
Right. Let's look at the history of the elbow for a start, because we should start there, I suppose. Now, as you know, elbows were first brought to this country by Sir Francis Drake, who discovered them in the Caribbean. He brought them back, gave an elbow.
I didn't know that, but I guessed it might be the case.
Okay. Gave her an elbow to Queen Victoria as a gift. She you put it in her arm, she used it, she popularised them. Now we've all got elbows after that. It's tradition. You can't get rid of tradition, can you, Wilkie? Why do you want to see elbows go? We just have straight arms. We won't be able to bendy them.
Well, I think that's a good thing, because elbows are used by homeless people to put out their arms and beg for change.
Yeah.
If we get rid of them, you'd be getting rid of the homeless problem. So come on, have a heart.
What do you make of that, Birdbag? I mean, it's a strong argument, isn't it? If we get rid of elbows, we solve the homeless crisis.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. But without elbows, we wouldn't have elbow grease.
Yep.
Which is the main ingredient in Svarfiga, which is a delicious Swedish pudding.
They've got lots of things in Sweden which we don't really need here.
Well,
they test everything over there.
Let me tell you, they are doing trials in Sweden.
Yeah. What do they know?
What they can't do over there, they've basically...
What they can't do is stop doing trials, no matter how much people want them to.
Trials on Sinden. Donald Alfred Sinden, the actor. Was that it? Trials on him. What are they doing with him?
He's not here. It's not Donald Sinden.
That's interesting.
You misheard. Sweden, where they're doing trials.
I think Donald Sinden sounds more interesting than these trials.
All right, fine. Donald Sinden, he's come back to life and he's in Sweden now. Right.
Yeah, I did some trials
on
him. I did some trials on him.
It is him. He's doing trials.
Good, I'm glad. Finally.
And what he's done. Donald Sinden, the late Donald Sinden, the actor, right, from that antique sitcom. What he's done is he's doing trials in Sweden. And what he's done, he's taken the Swedish people's arses off. And he's put them where elbows are, and he's taken elbows and he's put them on people's back passages, the elbows. And what's amazing is no one's noticed, because no one can tell them apart. They can't tell the arse from the
elbow. But it's interesting.
What's the trial trying to find out there?
Whether or not you
what's
can
the point of
swap
this trial?
Swap an arse.
It's like somebody tuning in to talk radio. Oh, there's no point in that.
Swap an arse for an elbow. That's the point of the. That's the point.
Oh, okay. Well, we could do that on this show. Swap an elbow for the presenter.
Any presenter in mind?
Or an arse.
Yeah, any one of them. I've been talking about the elbow.
What's your problem with elbows, Wilkie? Is it the way they bend that way? Would you be happy if elbows bent the other way? Serious question.
No, I don't think I would, to be honest. I think the problem with them is they're a type of joint, and it's no wonder that hippies, like I assume Bird Brain here is, are in favour of that, smoking the chronic and watching cartoons of Judge Judy and Steve, Dead Alligator Wrestler Man, I forget his surname, in coitus, you know.
You're remembering last weekend now there.
Birdbag, would you smoke an elbow?
I wouldn't smoke an elbow, but I do like a good roast elbow. They're my favourite meal, you know. All the celebrity chefs try to make that.
Yeah.
What about this?
Angela Lawson, she has a lovely elbow. You know, the thought of it just makes me want to dribble into my cabbage.
I prefer
the kind of people whose arms have been chopped off. I think they look most sexy.
Do you
remember that thing on that plinth in Trafalgar or wherever? You know, and they
was
just
that an
there and
I could never tell.
They look the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've never been to Salid.
No, the thing is, the thing is that this is a debate that will run. I'm not going to make the thing is if I let you make a point. The problem is, and you're contradicting yourself there, because if you bend your arm, right, that goes into a point, doesn't it? Because of the elbow, you see. So you want to make a point, but at the same time you want to get rid of elbows. So you're contradicting yourself. So you've phoned up with a stupid argument.
John, he is
stupid argument about making a point, and you can't.
Well, that's
and
why an elbow this instead of LBC.
Right. And there we must leave.
Pointless. No,
leave the debate. So, if you could just sum up the debate for me in one word, please. Bird bag.
Buxom, John.
Thank
Buxom,
you.
That's my word.
Thank you. Wilkie?
Redundant.
Great. There we are. Well, what do you think? That's what they think. Do we need elbows? I mean, we've all got them, thanks to Francis Drake popularising them with Queen Victoria back in the century. But do we need elbows? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. I mean, why would we need them? We've got pies. We've got herb gardens. Why do we need elbows? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with a word to...
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody.
You're listening to the big debate. You right? Okay. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Standard MDF, 1220 by 2440 by 9mm, just £9.54 a length. Trade essentials at Trade Point. Excludes VAT at 20%.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We'll do watch ahead around the M42 at the moment. If you're going northbound due to an earlier accident, it is looking busy between Junction 6 at Birmingham Airport and Junction 7, but all lanes have reopened. Through Bedfordshire on the M1 northbound between Junction 10 and 11, we still have some queues there due to an earlier accident. And in Lincolnshire and Grantham, the A1 southbound has been closed off, causing long delays. It's due to investigation work taking place just between the Great North Road and the Melton Mowbray turnoff.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Jerry, Jerry.
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in to the show are thick. And I've just checked. Hang on. Yes, also fast. Cornelius, a lot of reactions coming in. This is about elbows. Now, we were talking about elbows. Do we need them? Do we need elbows? Wilkie had called in, as had Birdbag. Both had very opposing points of views about whether or not we need elbows anymore. Because they, of course, they bend, don't they? But do we need that in post-Brexit Britain, really, when we've got, as I say, pies and herb gardens? Cornelius, a lot of...
yeah, lots coming in, John. Yeah. Lots of opinions really steadily coming in.
Yeah.
John, what about the arms race? That would have been very different effect. Obviously, the arms race during the 70s and 80s, where both the US and Russian leaders would race on their arms without elbows. That would be a very different matter. We could be living in a completely different world.
Very much so.
John, I think we should weaponise elbows with elbow and arrows, just in case of machete attacks in galleries.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, do get it coming in. 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I had a vegetable reaction from Nick in Margate. Says this: my wife and I, John, just letting you know, we're planning a 60s themed dinner party tonight, starting with the traditional prawn cocktail (brackets the only known use of iceberg lettuce close brackets). This is of course about the lettuce crisis that's in the news today. As we only have three kids and therefore five heads in the family, we've had to cancel that because, of course, the lettuce allowance, we know, is just three lettuce. So they've had to cancel tonight's 60s themed dinner party, Nick and his wife and the kids, because they're only allowed three lettuce and they need five, of course. So that's ruined it. And he writes bloody Spanish on the end of that. So all the best, Nick in Margate. Thank
Spanish
you very much.
Spanish are the problem,
Nick. Now it's some request Friday. Oh, but you need to go.
Lift.
Yeah, because what we're going to be doing in a moment is you need to go to the lift where you need to be reading out the text and the tweets from the haters. He's gone. Right, he's going live to the lift, which we'll go to in a moment. I'll explain it in a minute. Anyway, look, it's Some Request Friday. Your requests, please, your requests and dedications. Now, over on Radio 2, they do this with music. You can call Simon Mayo, or text him or whatever it is, and ask him to play some music for you as a request or dedication. It's what they do on a Friday. We do it on a Friday, but with speeches and talks, because we can't play music due to our licence, because we're a talk radio station. So if you'd like to hear a speech or a talk, get in touch. We will play it for you. This has come in. It says this: hi, afternoon team. That's us. Congratulations on another week of broadcasting. I would love it if you could play a speech for my darling girlfriend, who sadly left me today due to my fried chicken addiction. She'll always have a place in my heart, as will lots of fatty acids. Please, could you play for me Meet the Inventor of the Electronic Spreadsheet? It's a TED Talk by my favourite TED Talker, Dan Brinklin. It's one of his biggest hits. And it was the speech I used to lick my fingers to after eating all that chicken. Thanks very much, and that's from Christopher in Marlow. Well, Christopher, especially for you then, as part of Some Request Friday, here's Dan Bricklin.
How many of you have used an electronic spreadsheet like Microsoft Excel? Run a business with a spreadsheet by hand like my dad did for his small printing business in Philadelphia? Well, that's the way it was done for hundreds of years. In early 1978, I started working on an idea that eventually became VisiCalc. And the next year, it shipped running on something new called an Apple II personal computer. You could tell that things had really changed when, 6 years later, the Wall Street Journal ran an editorial that assumed you knew what VisiCalc was and maybe even were using it. Steve Jobs, back in 1990, said that spreadsheets propelled the industry forward. VisiCalc propelled the success of Apple more than any other single event. On a more personal note, Steve said that if this account had been written for some other computer, you'd be interviewing somebody else right now.
Oh, there it is. Look, that's Dan Bricklin. What a banging Friday speech anthem that was. And I imagine, we were certainly talking along to it in here, weren't we, Cass?
Yeah. I'm in the Friday mood.
You did, yeah, but I couldn't understand a word you said. But anyway, we were, and you probably were, maybe listening to it at home in your car, wherever you listen to that, just speaking along with it. What a classic. Meet the inventor of the electronic spreadsheet. TED Talk by Dan Bricklin, playing you this afternoon as part of Some Request Friday for Christopher in Marlow. Now, the reason you can hear Cassie's voice, here it is.
Hi.
There. Is because Cornelius has had to step out. The reason he's had to step out is that he's gone to the lift. Why has he gone to the lift? Ask me why he's gone to the lift.
Why has he gone to the lift?
No, I don't understand the word of that. It's northern.
Hey up, John. Why has he gone to the lift?
Oh, I'll tell you why, Cass. It's because the hater's going to hate. That's right. It's the part of the show where we take the texts and the tweets and the, let's be honest, abuse that we get on social media and on texts from people who hate, A, this show, and B, me personally. Rather than report it to Twitter or Facebook or whatever it is, or Grindr or Pornhub or whatever it goes on, rather than report it, we embrace it. We give all of the hate to a man called Con. He takes it to the lift. He reads out the abuse as the lift travels downwards through the building each week in a feature we call Con Descending. And he should be live in the lift now. Con, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, John. Here I am outside the lift. I'll go in now. I have, of course, changed the radio, which was on Kate Lawler on Virgin Radio. So I did, of course, definitely change it to this.
So you finish London's news all the time.
What is it?
This is LBC.
It's LBC.
London News.
It's LBC, yeah. London News. Let's begin. I wish John's lifespan was the same as his height, says Tom, who tweeted that in. Thank you, Tom. At Talk Radio, the joke has gone on for far too long now. Get at John Holmes 1 off the radio and put a talented broadcaster on. At John Holmes 1, my last rectal exam was more enjoyable than listening to you, says Paul Decker. John Holmes has built a questionable, in inverted commas, career by insulting people more successful than him. He is a bitter little man-child, was a text that we got in.
Thank you.
Considering At Talk Radio is a talk radio station, At John Holmes 1 plays a lot of music. Normally I would be annoyed, but it's better than hearing his grating voice. I once saw At John Holmes on TV and thought he was a hand puppet, like Kermit the Frog or the Cookie Monster. Well, there's definitely something stuck up his arse. A portrait of an idiot as a young man, which is John's book, is a great gift for people you don't like. I once bought my ex-wife one, and now she leaves me alone. Oh. And finally, I'd sponsor John to do a bungee jump with an extra long cord. It would kill two birds with one stone. Money for charity and getting rid of him. Back to you in the studio, John.
Thanks very much, Cornelius. There he was. The hater's gonna hate. If you hate me or my voice or the programme or talk radio or anything at all, don't be backwards in coming forwards. Tweet us with your hate, or text us, or send us a message, and you could get your abuse and your trolling read out live from the lift in next week's Con Descending. Here comes the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's just to translate that. Start your message with the word talk. Or you can use Twitter, of course, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with some hate.
Start your message with some hate. Or I'm at John Holmes 1, J-O-N-H-O-L-M-E-S, and the number 1 if you'd like to do it to me personally.
You're more of a number 2, really, though, aren't you?
What?
You're more of a number 2.
Shut your face. In the next half an hour of the programme, we'll be bringing you live music. It's our Busker Sessions. We dragged in a musician from the streets. He will be performing for us, a couple of tracks live. We'll be chatting to him. It's what we do on a Friday to lead you into the weekend. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's 3:30. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. A French soldier has shot a man after he tried to enter the Louvre Museum in Paris carrying a machete and two backpacks. He's been seriously injured. Students and staff from a sixth form college in Surrey were at the attraction at the time but are all safe. France's Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says the attack was terrorist in nature.
My heart is full of recognition and gratitude to the police and the military, who are working in the context of an extremely high threat to our country to ensure the security of the nation and the protection of the French people.
In the last few minutes, it's been confirmed the museum will reopen tomorrow. Downing Street says it's concerned about price rises announced by NPower, which will add more than £100 a year to the average dual fuel bill. The company says the 10% jump next month is because of rising wholesale costs. Moscow is accusing the UK of taking a hostile stance over hacking. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says Russia was responsible for several cyber attacks aimed at destabilising the West. In the last few minutes, the Culture, Media and Sports Committee has announced that Parliament's going to debate a motion of no confidence in the governance of the Football Association on Thursday. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Planned strikes by London underground workers in a row over jobs have been suspended. The RMT union claims following talks with the company, almost 60% of the original cuts have now been reversed. And former Prime Minister David Cameron seems to have struck up a friendship with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm here with my good friend David Cameron from England, the ex-Prime Minister.
I'm here with the Governor. He did a great job, and I'll be back.
They've been appearing in a video post on social media together.
That's awful.
Yep. But David Cameron's going to be back, apparently, so we'll have to wait and see what that means.
It's David. All along, has David Cameron been a polymorphic metal alloy? Able to change shape at will?
Some might argue that.
I mean, because if you think about, you remember the Terminator, certainly Terminator 2, of course, the T2, that was made of liquid metal, wasn't it? Do you remember that?
I've got a rubbish memory, so no.
Anyway, he was, and he was able to, if you think back to the film, I know you can't think back to the film, but allow me to remind you, he was able to just get into a lift, just like Cornelius is back, by the way, from the lift.
Hi everyone, I'm back from the lift.
You remember Terminator 2, presumably?
No.
Oh. Okay, just me. All right, fine. So anyway, so the polymorphic metal alloy, it was a liquid Terminator, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I have seen that. Okay. I watched it at school.
Right, so there's that. Right, anyway, the Terminator, because he was liquid metal, was able to, for instance, get into a lift door. He was able to slot in the gap in the lift doors as they were closing and pull them apart by changing the shape of his metal hands.
Okay.
And also he could stab his metal spikes into cars, boots, and climb into cars. He'd get into small spaces. He'd walk through bars of prisons by morphing in. And what I'm saying is David Cameron once got into the face of a dead pig. So maybe he's made... His little David is made of liquid metal. That's what I'm saying.
I knew that was going to come back to Piggate. Anyway, the weather, wet and windy weather moving into northern parts of the UK throughout the evening and overnight with lows of 3 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be cloudy for most, with some showers for Scotland and the far south. Feeling cooler with highs of 8. There's more in half an hour.
Just resorted to funny noises.
What's he doing? It's like Chris Moyle. What's he doing with...
He's so bitter.
What's he doing...
True. Any chance he gets.
What?
Oh, Chris Miles.
Why were you stabbing that photo of Dave Berry earlier?
why is David Cameron with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Why?
Well, I'm not sure. They're good friends, apparently, according to the clip.
Offensive now, obviously. Arnold Schwarzenegger, N-word, sorry. What? But why? Well, I don't understand what is David Cameron doing?
They're both former politicians, aren't they?
Well, is this a Trump thing? Because Donald Trump's been going on about Schwarzenegger all day, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, he likes to jibe, like make jibes at the fact that his apprentice
jibe.
Ratings aren't as good.
Oh, like he's bitter.
Yeah, just like you.
Yeah. Because Moyles' aren't as good as mine when I was on XFM, you mean? Just saying. Anyway, it's 25 to 4. We're doing some live music now. Have you done the weather?
Yes, great. John,
get on with the show then.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio. A weekly investigation into the elemental questions that have confounded humanity since the beginning of recorded time. Such as, is the reality we're experiencing right now really just one giant cosmic illusion? Can powerful seers truly predict the future? And most importantly of all, should chili con carne ever share a plate with Yorkshire pudding?
Only one man has the answers.
On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, we're going to be peering into the holographic universe. Plus, we'll be taking your calls to British super psychic Christian Dion, live from his home in Los Angeles.
Unplug from the Matrix, open your third eye, and listen to The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio on a Friday. It's been very Friday-ish today, isn't it, don't you think? The news. We've been looking at the news and, well, that's what we're here for. The breaking news, of course, the Iran sanctions, of course. Donald Trump has said various things about Iran. He said various things about Arnold Schwarzenegger, as we've been learning as well. David Cameron's been hanging out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Louvre Museum will reopen tomorrow in Paris after this morning's machete attack, in which that attacker was shot by a soldier. There's no vegetable, there's no lettuce in the none at all. I mean, if you want lettuce this weekend, you are out of luck. There's no lettuce at all. We are giving away lettuce on the programme. It's a Brexit lettuce. You can choose from a leaf or a romaine. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius. But it's all right, because we're here to explain the news, and we do that on a daily basis on this programme through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Iceberg lettuce short. Idge, due to Spanish weather. A Titanic loss.
The news! In haikus. Also in the news, of course, Donald Trump, we're talking about Iran, he's tweeted, as Donald Trump likes to do, and he's put Iran on notice. Did you see that?
I've just seen that, yeah.
So essentially what he's done, he sent Iran to the naughty step. So the whole country now has to sit on a step that America has had built. It's a giant step. They've put it on the border of Iran and Iraq, and the whole of Iran has got to go and sit on that step, and it's going to be paid for by Mexico. Now, music, we promised you. Live music. We'll be coming to that very shortly indeed. But first, let's talk to the man whose mouth will be doing the live music and whose hands will be guitaring the hell out of it. It's Joe Jury. Hello, Joe.
Hello, how are we?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. This is great.
Is it?
It's fantastically random.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, enjoy that.
That's one description of it, certainly.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I was going to say it's quite Fridays, but it's actually like this every day.
It's like this every day.
More or less, yeah.
That's good.
We don't even know what it is.
I need to listen to Talk Radio more.
Yes, you do, Joe. Now.
Brighten my day up.
Certainly would brighten your day. I mean, only this show, obviously, none of the other ones.
Yeah, not Julia Hartley Brewer.
No, we don't.
Press the hell out of you. But anyway, it's good to see you. So, look, we've dragged you in. What we do on a Friday, as you know, Joe, is we find musical talent that we sort of drag in here and as part of our sort of busker sessions, really, and let you perform live on the radio. So, this is the idle chat before that happens, by the way, just to bring you up to speed on what we're doing, because we've got to take traffic and travel in a minute, so this is a kind of tease ahead.
It's like a teaser
to what's coming up. Cool. So very, very quickly, Joe, where tell us about you.
The singer and a songwriter.
Good start.
Singer and a songwriter. Been performing and writing for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Just going to be releasing my debut EP next month. Well, no, this month. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, because we're in February now. Yes.
We're in February now. I keep thinking it's January still.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so actually next week I'll be releasing my debut EP. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah, long have you been working on it? It being a debut, so how many years have you brought to bear on this?
I mean, we finished recording it a long time ago.
Right.
We were just waiting for the right time to release it, really.
And how did you decide what's the right time?
Just the people around me at the moment, I suppose. It just seemed to be the right time. We've got some quite good promotion, I think, for it. All and. Right. And I'm here at Talk Radio talking about it, so there we go.
Well, it gets no higher accolade than Britain's, and let me tell you this, Joe, Britain's 32nd most listened to national station out of a possible 39.
Well, that is it.
Yeah?
That's why I'm here.
It's no higher than that, does it? Yeah. So we're going to take Traveling Travel now, but we're going to be hearing two tracks from you, I think. What are we going to be hearing?
So I'm going to play a cover first.
Yep.
I believe he busted at one point by Bob Dylan.
Okay.
It's a track called Don't Think Twice, It's Alright.
Yep.
It's It's one of his classics, yeah, I suppose. And then I'm going to perform my original, which is the kind of single from the EP.
Excellent.
It's called Streets of Camden, which is about...
The Streets of Camden?
Not Camden Town in London. It's about Chipping Camden in Gloucestershire.
Is it?
Which is much better than Camden Town.
Sounds cooler, actually.
No, it's much cooler. Yeah. It is.
Good. All right, Joe Jury with us, performing live next. It's Friday afternoon. It's what we do on a Friday, live music in the studio. It's in your face, Virgin Radio, with your sessions down there. We can just do this up here. It's fine. Mm-hmm. They're our sister station, Joe. They're rubbish.
No, screw that.
Good. Right, so 20 to 4, live music coming next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
For most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner. Full
suit. Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The A1 southbound through Lincolnshire and Grantham remains closed off at the moment. It is due to investigation work and recovery work that's taking place from an accident earlier this morning, so that is causing delays. However, the northbound carriageway has reopened. You'll also find through Staffordshire on the M6 northbound, we've got the exit slip road closed off due to repair work just around junction 15. And in Rothwell, Northamptonshire, the A6 in both directions is closed off for work between the A14 junction 3 and Desborough Road.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And yes, if the question that you're asking is there going to be live music on the radio in the next 15 minutes? Well, the answer is yes, there is. He's called Joe Jury. He's joining us. He is a musician, singer-songwriter. We've dragged him in from the streets. So let's hear the first song. So you could cover first or own song first, Joe?
Cover. Bob Dylan cover first.
All right. So here we go, live on Talk Radio.
Used to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Well, there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason that I'm traveling on. You don't think twice, it's alright. Well, there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. Well, there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you could do or say to make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. You don't think twice, it's alright. Well, there ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you done before. Well, there ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, I can't hear anymore. Thinking and wondering, walking down this road, I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. You don't think twice, it's alright. So long, honey, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good of a word, babe, so I'll just say fare thee well. Ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kinda wasted my precious time. You don't think twice, it's alright.
Excellent stuff. Joe Jury with us on Talk Radio. We've dragged him in. That is that's the first track he's played for us. So why Bob Dylan? Is Bob Dylan kind of, is that an influence on what you do, or is that, is it just a case of it's Bob Dylan, why not?
I think he's had an influence on most singer-songwriters, really. Yeah, I could say that he's kind of a direct influence. He was one of the first singer-songwriters I listen to. Yeah, it's just, it's Bob Dylan, isn't
it? Bob Dylan.
He's a genius.
He's what he likes, can't he?
Yeah, exactly. He's a genius. Good cover to do, I suppose.
Do you, when you do perform, do you do, someone's just texted, by the way, saying beautiful.
Oh.
I mean, they're not being specific about you.
Is it my mum?
It could be anything. I mean, it might be your mum. Yeah, it could be anything.
Probably my mum.
Yeah. could be somebody looking at the readers. It might be your dad. I don't know. Does that number end in 9-8?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Just checking. But they might be talking about the redesigned Talk Radio logo that we did today, because David Hockney, didn't
that, by the way, has been taken down now.
Oh, they found it.
And there's also been an email go around the whole of the station saying, asking who is responsible for this.
Right.
And to come forward.
Right. So let's not. Yeah. What we did earlier, because I don't know if you saw this, Joe, the Sun newspaper today, they redesigned their logo. Look at that. David Hockney did it. I mean, it looks like it took him a minute, but it's a David Hockney art piece now, that. So we did that to our Talk Radio logo, and then because we know the password, we changed our Twitter logo to that.
Okay,
and now the person responsible, which is our work experience, Charlotte, who actually did it, And the other person responsible is Cornelius, because he had the password.
Nice.
So he's now in trouble. Anyway, that's fine. So where do you perform? Where would we find you should we want to hunt you down? A, in the streets, or B, live, wherever you do it?
I've got a gig tonight at the Tooting Tram and Social.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tooting Tram and Social tonight. I think I'll be on around about 8 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of all over London, really. I think we're going to be doing some more, after the release of the EP, we're going to be doing some more gigs, like, around the country and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe one in Southampton soon. But yeah, just kind of anywhere I can play,
anyway, you
really
can ply your trade, your musical trade.
Exactly.
All right, well, look, we're going to hear another song. This is a single, it's off the new EP.
That's it,
okay.
Yeah.
And this, speaking of around and about, this is called Streets of Camden?
Streets of Camden, that's the one, yeah.
Right.
Very old song of mine.
Here we go.
And I'm out again till the night ends. You're getting drunk with my friends, and now when you hear, and now when you near, the cold takes me fast, and you and I, you won't sleep tonight, and you and I, you won't leave tonight. No, take me down to the streets of Camden. Oh, where I loved you first, and oh, where I loved you last. No, take me down to the streets of Camden. Oh, where I loved you first, and oh, where I loved you last. And I won't cry. Makes me feel stupid inside, and I won't cry. Makes me feel stupid inside. No, na na na. Ooh. And as time goes past, I need you first before the night ends. You're on my soul until I'm old. I won't hear me out. And you and I, you won't sleep tonight. And you and I, you won't leave tonight. No, take me down streets of Camden. Oh, where I loved you first, and oh, where I loved you last. And oh, don't take me down to the streets of Camden. Oh, where I loved you first, and oh, where I loved you last. And I won't cry. Makes me feel stupid inside. And I won't cry. And I won't cry. Makes me feel stupid inside. And I won't cry. Makes me feel stupid inside. with you.
Yeah!
Woo! Live music on your radio, on your talk radio. On a Friday afternoon, it is what we do. That is Joe Drury. We dragged him in. It's a busker session. And that is from a new EP, which is coming out this month, Joe. This very month,
next week.
Okay, so where would we on the magical social media and all that? If people are listening to that and go, "That's very good," where would they find you?
SoundCloud. That song's on SoundCloud right now, and I think Spotify and iTunes and stuff like that. I think it is right now.
And we'd just search for your name, would we?
Joe Drury, that's it, J-U-R-Y.
Thank you very much, Joe, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right, we're nearly done here on this Friday. Momentarily, I'll be running down the stairs to present Virgin Radio's Drive Time programme, which I've been doing all week, sitting in for Matt Richardson. So I'll be, you know, talking nonsense in the gaps between the music. I mean, obviously, you're going to follow me down there and listen to that, but... Oh, hello, Yasmin Khan. I didn't see you there.
Ha.
Yasmin, Star Trek 2.
Professional show off.
The Wrath of Khan.
How are you?
With you from 4. Quite tired as it goes, but, you know, I'm all right. Thanks for asking.
I care.
I know you do. I know. How are you?
Well, I'm not banned yet.
No?
From travelling
no.
yet.
How did you get in here? Because I thought we'd got an executive order to stop you getting in here.
There's a special one just for me.
That's right.
And how to dress like a lady on top of that.
Yasmin, don't let her in. Don't let her in. But she's here anyway, defying that executive order that I put in place.
Well, I guess Friday Drive Time, given my name and my background, we might just be talking about that travel.
You might be.
Do you think?
Might be just a little bit.
Just a little bit talking about that.
So what's... I've got a cough.
Yeah. Excellent. Can someone get me a new mic cover, please?
Yeah, I just coughed into your muff.
Lovely.
So what specifically are you going to be talking about in terms of the travel ban?
Okay, so this is something we've watched play out this week, obviously, but we watched from a long time ago when he first said it before he was elected, and I was like, that's brilliant, it's so brilliantly pantomime, clearly he's never going to do that, and now look where we are.
Yeah.
And for me, I think this is the first time I've honestly really ever feared and felt prejudice. Really, because
that's
this is
actually,
yeah, really yeah. for the first time, despite, you know, people will say you grew up, you were a minority in this country and all the rest of it. By and large, I particularly have had a fortunate experience where I haven't had any prejudice, at least not to my face. However, watching this play out last weekend online and on the news, I had such a visceral response to it. I was crying. I was crying tears of joy when I saw those lawyers sitting on the floor in the airports helping people.
Yeah.
But when you see that they are people from Muslim, largely majority Muslim countries, and they're Muslim people, what else am I supposed to think apart from this is a ban on Muslims?
Yeah.
Yes, it doesn't involve all the other countries.
Ah, but it's got business interests, you see.
Exactly. Yeah. And what else do you think he's going to do next, by the way?
Yeah. I mean, where now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it is fascinating watching it. And this stuff with Iran today, you know, sanctions on Iran for a missile test, saying that Obama gave them a deal that he doesn't agree with and all the rest of it. And it's almost like sticking sticks into wasps' nests, isn't it?
It's poking.
What are you doing? But what the other argument is all this just show to go, look what I can do now, I've said I would do this, and really it's a bit of bluster to hide other stuff.
What
that
terrifies me, it's like the toddler who goes, look what they did over there to your nice display of, you know, potpourri or whatever it was, when actually what they're hiding is the real horrific thing that they're about to do.
Mm. Interesting stuff.
So we're going to be talking about that. Also, we have a lot of 20-somethings in this building. They're all, you know, working away. They're going to have to do that until they're 74.
Ha, in your face, Cornelius.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So I find retirement an interesting topic because I think we do not. I think you get to a certain age in this country and you just become invisible. No one really cares about you. And we don't plan for it. We don't talk about it. We either see it as it's a brilliant thing where you get to go on cruises and garden and do what you want, or you just disappear into nothing. But no one talks about it and nobody helps you plan for it. And we have to now, because if we're going to be working that late, what plans have we got for it? None. Zero. And also...
More.
I think the voluntary sector would just collapse if elderly people stopped giving their time.
Absolutely would, yeah. Because they'll be at work and so nobody will be doing the stuff that the old people go and do that keeps us afloat.
That keeps us going, exactly. And also talking about misophonia, the noise of people eating crisps that drives you mad. Not me, but some people.
Does the noise of eating crisps drive you mad?
No, but producer Ricky turns out drives him mad.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm glad we know that now.
Drives him to anger.
Guess what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And scientists now know apparently why this is. We'll be finding out more about that. Plus...
There's
more! God music review sake. And Friday history lesson and loads more. Anyway, get involved.
Yasmin Khan with you for Friday Drive here on Talk Radio. I'm going downstairs to play some music on Virgin. We'll see you on Monday on Talk Though 1 to 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.